It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus. Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Rob and Akiva need a podcast, and they need your help. Can you make it onto the wheel? Rob and Akiva need a podcast. Yeah, they'll buy, they'll sell your ideas. They'll talk about it till you've got it, you'll feel. Every weekend, better attend. You can guess what will be coming up next. Rob and Akiva need a podcast.
Yeah, that's right. Robin and Givin' You a Podcast number 159, part 2. Fiverr Goes West. And here today to, today is like my Christmas because one, we're going to open all of our gifts from Fiverr. And also it's the day after Christmas. So Christmas is officially over, which is the start of my favorite time of the year. Please welcome in my great friend, Akiva Whitaker.
You're saying like the best day of the year,
yeah,
is the day furthest from Christmas.
We are, yes. We will never be further away from Christmas. This is the day that we officially turned off all the Christmas music. I'm not going to have to hear "All I Want for Christmas Is You" for 10 more months. This is it. I mean, I still have a lot of things that are assembly required, but I'm out. I'm done.
Yeah, no, that I never thought about it like that. It is really an interesting way to think about it.
It's just Christmas is a lot of pressure. And now I feel a weight is lifted.
I mean, that's like, that's fascinating because most people like Christmas, but I'm hearing maybe something different.
Well, I think there's a lot of people that are, I can't get in everybody's head. I have kids that are just piranhas of wanting to open presents, take another thing out, take another thing out. They don't appreciate anything. It's it's a lot of me. Guys, come on. Look. Let's clean up. You took a million things out. You didn't even put that away. Now you're taking another thing out.
I like the idea of piranhas, like kid piranhas.
Yeah, like, got any more of those presents? Yeah. Enough. Back to normal.
What are your feelings about New Year's?
Yeah. I mean, look, New Year's is for single people. I mean, New Year's is
Your kids don't care about New Year's, right?
Yeah. I mean, once you have kids, New Year's is just another night. I mean, what are you doing? I'm not letting my kids stay up till midnight. Maybe we get to say oh, okay, good. 2021 is over. Okay, good. Good riddance to that one. I don't have that much faith 2022 is going to be one of the all-time greats.
No, I mean, right, we said 2021, wow, it'll be better than 2020, and it was, but that's the only thing you can really say about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The one positive is it was better than 2020, for sure.
Right.
But very low down. If we were ranking years, it'd be pretty low down on the list. Probably second to worst.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
Not ever, but of the last,
Right.
Of the podcast era.
Right. It's that you went 0-16 in 2020 and then you went 2-14 in 2021. Mm-hmm. It's like, all right, well, yes. It wasn't the worst of all time.
No, it was not the woe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, okay, I don't want to start this positive podcast off on such a negative note because I'm telling you, this is my happiest day of the
guys.
Year.
We're positive guys.
I am chuffed to bits to be here.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because we are going to be talking about everything that we sent out on Fiverr last week. And Akiva, I was chuffed to bits again that I felt like we got some nice feedback about last week's episodes.
Yeah, people liked Fiverr Goes West. They liked the name. They liked the episode. I thought we had some fun
time. I didn't see any feedback about the name.
I think people said the name. Ha ha ha. That's funny.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But I'll be honest, this is tricky because I have no idea what's going to happen today, and you don't either. It's a rare episode where it's just the two of us, but neither of us knows what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we don't know what's going to happen. Sam Moore, I gave him the credit card. Said, here, buy mm-hmm. these things.
Well, explain that who Sam about. Moore is for the Renap heads.
Yeah. So Sam Moore, who's been a guest on, if you're a Renap head, you will know Sam Moore was.
Yeah. If you know the name of every single person who's ever been on the show,
was on a mailbag, I believe. When we watched the movie, what was the movie with John Travolta? The Fan.
The Fan. Not The Fan. The Fan was something else.
The Fanatic.
The Fanatic. Yeah.
Yeah. So he was on the mailbag for that episode, but also mm-hmm. that he works behind the scenes, that he is a production coordinator for Rob as a podcast. And so helps me with a lot of
DC, baby.
Yeah. So that's him. And he helps out with, just about everything that I do. And so he coordinated all of this Fiverr purchasing. And we invited him to be on the podcast, and he said no.
He is too cool for us, apparently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, he tweeted this, so I think we could say, right, that I think he has COVID or had COVID. So, like, maybe he didn't want to, like, you know, I don't know. Maybe he's hunkering down. But yeah, no, he doesn't really, you know, he's one of the few people on Earth who's not super interested in coming on podcasts and you know, certainly never asked his way on. And he didn't even want to come on when we wanted him.
Yeah, we could have used him. All right.
Yeah.
So okay, we'll just have to make some suppositions about what went on behind the scenes. But Akiva, I also feel like this is a big podcast for us because I feel like a lot of shows are not making new episodes this week.
Oh, so you're saying we could really own the marketplace.
Because I know as somebody who listens to podcasts and I've been behind on my podcast listening really the last month or so, just with like been very busy with trying to still sort out the move and then the holidays, you know, as you get into like sort of like putting toys together, putting furniture together, wrapping presents. It's like, hey, I want a podcast. And I was feeling like even like last week, I feel like that there was not a ton of new podcasts for me to listen to.
Yes. One of the tricks people do is they do best ofs in this 2 week span.
We are going to have a best of next week.
Yes. Yeah. We are going to have a best of next week, New Year's weekend. Another trick people do is like they have, you know, especially in times where you can do more live shows, they'll have a live show banked and they'll post that now, or they'll like maybe repost a Patreon episode or something else that was like smart. From a long time ago. Yeah. So that's what people do. But no, we do not stop. I mean, even the clip show will probably at least say hi at the beginning of that or something.
Mm-hmm.
Like we don't take weeks off. And if we do, it's not during Christmas and New Year's because that's our time to shine.
Okay. So hello to everybody out there who might be jumping back into Robin and Give You the Podcast because all of your other more preferred podcasts are not making new episodes. We're here.
We're still here. Yes, we haven't stopped.
Do you want to give an update? Do you have an update for people who are just checking in after maybe a year or two off?
I do. We have been crushing it.
Yeah.
I know no one's ever batted 1,000 before, but there hasn't been a clunker.
Mm-hmm.
You should go stop this. Go back. Let's say the last time you listened was maybe last year episode. Like, what was the last one we did last year? Remember?
Not off the top of my head.
Well, so we did the Star Wars holiday special. Yeah. I'm looking
at. Yes, that's true.
And then we did Ape Crazy Nights.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
So that was the last episode of 2020.
Okay.
That was when we watched two ape related films.
Yeah, I think I remember last year. I think maybe it was like Christmas night. I think I was watching one of those movies.
My son was like freaking out the other day. They were arguing over what movie to watch. And obviously no one wanted to watch like one of the Home Alones because that's his thing.
Mm-hmm.
And Yosef's like, what about Dunstan Checks In?
Yeah.
That's what he wanted to watch from last year, you remember. Because mm-hmm. I don't think they've seen it since. But yeah, Dunstan Checks In and Ed with Matt LeBlanc.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then we started off the year with Boy Meets World Season 3, Episode 7. And barely have done a season 3, episode 7 since. But yeah, you missed a lot. Mm-hmm. You go back, listen to the last 45 episodes since then. We'll wait.
Okay. And but, then do we need to also do a previously on for people who missed last week's episode?
I think they should go back and listen, but we can go over it.
Okay. Yeah, it will be more rewarding for you if you, and then you don't have to listen to the mailbag. You could just listen to what we did in the first part of the episode last week. But what we did is we went on the website, Fiverr. We also came up with some other ideas for names for Fiverr and Fiverr competitors. Mm-hmm. And so that's Fiverr with two R's. And it's a website where you can acquire the services of different digital artists and people who work in technology and other arts. And then you pay them $5 and then you can they will provide you with services. And we picked out a bunch that we liked. And today we hired them. And then today we're going to see what we got.
And I truly have no idea. I mean, Sam sent like a couple like, hey, what do you want about this? But even then I really like I would ask Bill for America or I. Mm-hmm. Punted and let so Sam really took care of a lot of this stuff. So,
So
I don't know.
I guess also we should say that if the what we got back from any of the people that we the contractors of from Fiverr, if it's offensive or you don't like it, you know that again that was not on us.
Mm-hmm. We had nothing to do with anything. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we told them what we wanted. Yeah, we told them what we wanted, but we can't be responsible.
Should we have specified inoffensive? Like, do you have to say that?
I mean, I feel like it goes without saying that we don't want offensive things.
Mm-mm.
I mean, yeah. If you even listen to the podcast, I think you would know.
Yeah, if they listened even once, they would probably know.
All right. So I guess, should we go through the Google Doc that we sent to Sam Moore?
Yes, let's go through the Google Doc, see what we ordered.
All right.
There's definitely, it's not going to be everything, I'm sure.
All right.
I imagine it's not everything.
First thing, okay, this is a rap theme song. I believe this was for the mailbag. We bought, it was submitted and received. So we were hiring somebody who was going to record a rap jingle slash theme song for the mailbag of Rob is a podcast.
Okay.
Okay. Do we need to set this up anything more?
I don't think so. I think this is, I think you have it. I think it's going to be hopefully if this is good, it's going to be our mailbag jingle. Like you said, going forward, it'll be in the mix. You know what I'm in the mood for, by the way?
Trail mix.
I haven't heard in a while. I would love some trail mix. Mm-hmm. Not the second, like while recording, because there's whatever, you're not so into eating while
right.
But I did record a podcast yesterday. My co-host won't say who they were, but it wasn't you. Spent half the time like ordering Chinese food. It was Christmas Day, though. That is like
so the half of the podcast was your Chinese food order.
We were doing Chinese, yeah, because it's Christmas. Jews eat Chinese food on Christmas.
No, I get that. Believe me, I'm insanely jealous.
You could do it. You could have the Chinese food. Oh,
yeah. Like, hey, family, Christmas is canceled. We're gonna order Chinese food and watch movies today.
Well, couldn't you do, like, the thing for lunch and then order it for dinner or, like, late night snack?
Nobody is going with any of my ideas. Like, today.
Yeah.
But
okay. So, that's not bad. It's what we'd call a nidcha. In like, it's sometimes, like, a holiday is on one day, but it's like, you can't have that holiday on the same day as this other thing. Mm-hmm. So you push off the holiday one day. I can't do that on a Saturday. It's got to be a Sunday. Mm-hmm. So like, that's what it is. Today is like Christmas Nidcha for you and you're pushing it off. You're going to celebrate today on the 26th.
This would be my dream to be able to do this. I push my family to do it every year, but they say, you're ruining it for us. Okay.
An extra day of Christmas. Aren't there 12 days? This is the 13th day of Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Or no, this is the first day of a brand new thing post-Christmas.
Post-Christmas. Okay.
Yes. Okay.
But you should get Chinese food.
All right, I like it. So, you're ready to hear our rap song.
Yeah, but the thing I was going to say I was in the mood for before you guessed Trail Mix, I'd like to hear, maybe not this week, let's incorporate the musical theme song again, maybe as the outro in 2022.
Okay.
I haven't heard in a while. It's such a good song.
Okay. All right, let's see what we can do. That's your New Year's resolution. Do you have any other New Year's resolutions?
I mean, it's not really a resolution because I really don't do it. It's really like, I'm asking, it's like, can I have an early Christmas 2022 present?
Yeah.
Okay. And that's the theme song. It's basically more than the resolution. Okay. Yeah, let's think about while we play this music, we'll think about resolution.
Maybe in the mailbag. All right. Here we go. Here is our official new, like, actually, if we don't like it, do we have to use it?
We don't have to use it. We like this guy. He was probably our favorite of the products we sampled in like their like examples of things they've done.
All right. Here is our rap song for the mailbag. I like it so far. Long intro.
A new podcast drops, so take a seat and grin. It's Rob and Uncle Keevy on a weekly thing. There's to take the listeners' ideas in. Take the plunge, grab the wheel and spin. What will come up next? Well, I heard that the show The Love Offer would be Goldberg. You can tell Pete Davidson and MGK. They could beat up Kyle Chandler any day. Yeah, Rob and Nick Keevy, I need a podcast. Rob and Nick Keevy, I need a podcast. It's Rob and Nick Keevy, I need a podcast.
All right,
I think it was amazing.
That was amazing. was it a mailbag intro?
You mean it's almost a theme song to the podcast?
Yeah, it's like another theme song. I was expecting like, all right, get ready to hear the listener ideas. Get ready, we're gonna spin the wheel.
He does say take the wheel and spin, but I thought it was unbelievably good.
It's very good.
Can we listen again?
Okay. All right. Do we have to hear the whole musical interlude? I feel like this.
Could fast forward the first few seconds.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, we could cuddle that a little bit if we're going to play.
I'm going to come in like 12 seconds in. Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So take a second.
Hold on. 10 seconds in.
A new podcast drops. So take a seat and grin. It's Rob and Uncle Keevy on a weekly thing.
Why do you take a seat and grin?
Well, because that rhymes with spin, I think.
But I don't think.
Yeah, Rob, are you a rapper? You got to set up.
Did he rhyme it with spin?
You paused in the middle. We'll never know.
He rhymed it with spin.
Let's see.
A new podcast drops, so take a seat and grin. It's Rob and Uncle Keevy on a weekly thing. There's a take.
Yeah, he's a weekly thing.
A weekly thing. Oh, it's a weekly thing.
Yeah, take a seat and grin. Rob and Akiva are back with a weekly thing.
A weekly thing. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Do you think most people sit and listen to the podcast?
I would say almost nobody's standing. If you stand while listening to the podcast, please email us.
What? I feel like that. But most people, podcast is like a active medium. I feel like that people are walking around.
Here's what people are doing. They're on their commute on a bus or subway.
Okay, that's true.
In their car.
But the car is moving.
Yeah, I mean, the car's moving, but they're still ostensibly they're not driving while standing up. Maybe they don't get a good seat on the bus, or our listeners are famously also very nice. They probably let some little old lady or a pregnant person sit, and they're the one person standing holding the gross hole that probably is full of COVID now. And then but other than that, yeah, people doing dishes, they're standing, but people working at the computer,
I guess so,
sitting at their desk, I'd say most people are, I mean, maybe you could walk around doing errands, you'd have it, but I'd say 80% of people, I could do a poll this week.
Okay.
Are you usually sitting or standing when you listen?
Just put in the census.
Yeah. Put it in the next census, Will. Sitting or standing when you listen.
Okay.
All right, let's hear the rest of it.
The listeners' ideas in. Take the plunge, grab the wheel and spin. What will come up next? Well, I heard that the show The Love Offer would be Goldberg. You can tell Pete Davidson and MGK. They could beat up Kyle Chandler any day. Yeah, Rob and Nick Keevy, I need a podcast. Rob and Nick Keevy, I need a podcast. It's Rob and Nick Keevy, I need a podcast. Rob and Nick Keevy, I need a podcast. Hey.
Okay.
I think it rocks, honestly.
Okay, good. All right. And then I guess you'll hear the Peppa Pig music when we go to commercial. And then when we come out of commercial, then we'll get that.
Cause he does mention the wheel and spin and what's going to come up. It's not a one-to-one mailbag song versus a theme song, but I think it works. I don't think it's out of place.
Okay. So, that moral of the story. $15 well spent, though, right?
Very well spent. Yeah, I would pay at least $17, $18 for this. It was great.
Yeah. I mean, we at least got like a, you know, $18, $19 theme song for $15.
No question. No question.
Okay. So that was a good purchase. Okay. I think we're...
That's a win. Headed in the right direction.
We're headed in the right direction. We're one for one for purchase a theme song for Robin and Kiva. Need a podcast. I'm curious to know, like, did we specify what facts we wanted him to know?
I think Sam asked me for a couple things for that one, and I gave him, I'm like, I don't know, mention Whoopi Goldberg and that, but I think Sam did a lot of the work there.
Okay. All right. Are you ready for number two?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Then the second thing was, podcast reviews. Okay. So
yeah, I was excited.
This was a woman, right? We paid her $10 to review three episodes of the podcast.
Probably if she did that, I'd say like maybe,
I mean,
I would have been fine if she only reviewed one. I don't know how many she reviewed.
I mean, I would be fine with like, could we pay people $10 just to listen to three episodes of the podcast? Not even.
Let's see, like $3.33 per listener. What's like the listener acquisition fee like versus how much? And I'd say we make $0 on each listener we have, basically.
Yeah, I mean, so. Average, right.
So. I don't know how many we could, trying to think how many we could afford.
Yeah,
definitely a couple hundred.
Like, but I'm just saying, like, if you were gonna like buy like a Facebook ad, like, you know, it's not that much more expensive to be paying people to listen to the podcast.
Now, I do think she was also supposed to give us a review somewhere. Also,
she's gonna leave us a review. Okay, all right. So
I believe that was part of her. All right,
so
of her offer.
We have a podcast review PDF, which I'm gonna. Open for the first time. It is.
I have no idea what
it is. Two pages. Okay. There are three different headings: audio, general content, and marketing concept.
Okay. Yeah, that's what she. That's what she promised last week.
Okay. All right. You want to start with audio?
Yeah. Let's start where she started.
Okay. She starts with audio. First thing. First bullet point. Generally. You both have good quality audio. There is no background sounds. The volume levels sound even, and there's no glaring issues. All right. That's a win.
Big W.
Big W. Okay. And
the team, the you know, my college is on a 50 game winning streak.
I saw.
And it's very exciting. And they, because I don't usually root for winning teams. And when I was there, like my daughter Ella once ran on the court during a game and nobody noticed. Like there was not even 10 people in the stands. I was only there because I was like the sports editor for the paper and I had to write about them.
Yeah.
And I couldn't get any of my writers to go to the game. But anyway, after the game, one of the players, he set some record. And either the player, maybe it was the head coach, said, "We chase letters, not numbers." And the interviewer was like, "What does that mean?" It's like W's, not like, you know, 50 points or
whatever.
They chase letters, not numbers.
I think you meant like our student athletes are students first, and they are chasing A's and B's.
No, most of them have graduated because they're like 50 or seniors. No, none of them are students. It's like a COVID year.
Okay.
No, they're all students, but that. You know.
Okay.
All right. Grad student.
All right. Back to our audio. What is this? This woman's name is.
I don't remember.
Marta.
Marta, yes.
Yes. Marta says, you also tend to have guests with good audio. That could be because some of them are also podcasters, but whatever this is the reason, well done. How about that?
Thank you, Marta.
Our guests have good audio too. Should that be the tagline for the show?
Yeah, I don't know if that's really a
Robin and
seller,
Kiva need a podcast. Our guests have good audio too. Because, you know, sometimes you listen to podcasts and the guests have bad audio.
There's a podcast. I won't mention who it is, but I'll say who the host is. Bill Simmons. And like he'll have guests, like he had Ben Affleck. I mean, and nobody should have Ben Affleck on right now after what he did to the great Jennifer Garner, throw her through the mud on Howard Stern. But these guys are calling from like from under the water. They're calling from a submarine.
In fairness, I think you tolerate bad audio from a certain caliber of guests.
Yes, I understand that. Of course, yes, you can't. You can tell your nephew, you know, hey, you need a better phone line. You can't tell, you know, an A-list celebrity. Hey, like, but it happens all the time. Like, you know, send these guys a mic. Crazy.
Yeah. Okay. Next bullet point. Thankfully, both you and your guests tend to have good audio medium practices. I don't hear any mouth sounds, Akiva, vocal fry, plosives, and no eating slash drinking, etc. Yeah. Well done.
I mean, it's a Marta, vocal fry in 2021. Come on.
No, Marta is a team Rob on this. No eating or drinking on the podcast.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Marta.
Mm-hmm. Now, okay, you may not like this next bullet point.
It's fine.
If I had to be picky, Akiva's audio could use a bit of an upgrade, especially when compared to Rob. It is not as crisp slash clean.
Crisp and clean. All right, that's fine.
Okay.
I shouldn't have as good of audio as you. You've got like a fancy setup there. Nobody mm-hmm. should have as good audio.
Okay.
As
Rob. All right. And then finally, another thing I noticed is that there's quite a bit of crosstalk. It comes as a natural part of unstructured, less produced podcasts. But at times, it's hard to follow along with what's being said. I'm not sure if you use video in your calls, but seeing other people's faces tends to reduce crosstalk. So if you don't already do this in your video calls, then it could improve this. So let me see. What episodes did she listen to again? This was...
I'll tell you what I sent her.
Yeah,
I don't know if she said.
Okay.
I sent her because we talked about it last week. Canadian shows are trash because she's Canadian. Mm-hmm. Five Nights at Fally's, the Jimmy Fallon episode, and mm-hmm. It Takes Two in case she's a big Folsom fan.
Okay. All right. That's some crosstalk. I mean, I don't think that's the worst thing in the world.
Mm-hmm. No.
Okay. All right.
Listen, I talk over people sometimes. It's just my thing.
That's the audio section. All right. Let's talk about general content. All right. First bullet point. Tends to have a lot of digressions, stray from topic often. It is, again, part of the personality-driven style podcast with host banter about assorted topics, but it can be hard to follow at times. All right, you know, that's a fair note.
Yeah. We're not going to change anything, but that's definitely an accurate note.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, sometimes I feel like that the topic is just, you know, a vehicle to get to the off-topic discussions.
Of course. Yeah, 100%. Listen, she's only heard three of our 159 episodes. Like, mm-hmm. She can't know that yet.
Yeah.
I'm sure she's a big fan now. All right.
Marta also says, overall, it's clear you two have been doing this for years. You have great rapport and a solid fan base who are in on the jokes you guys make. All right.
I like this, Marta.
Yeah. Maybe we get her as a guest.
Mm-hmm. I would take her any day.
Okay. Like the dynamic.
She has good audio, though.
Although she says, Akiva is the one who kind of keeps you guys on track. But Rob makes final decisions. Well, where are you getting Akiva keeps us on track?
Yeah, no, I've never kept us on track once. I just talked about Division III basketball for 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. Rob definitely makes final decisions. So like she has, maybe there was one episode. Honestly, it was probably an episode that I was sort of like running, just like I probably had the materials or something.
Mm-hmm. And maybe then, Five Nights at Fally's.
Five Nights at Fally's or Canadian shows are trash. I think I just knew who the guests were. And mm-hmm. probably like,
okay. All right.
So, yeah.
Then you Google things in the podcast, and I like that. Rather than just pulling facts out of thin air, you walk mm-hmm. the line between riffing and not spewing full-on lies, and I appreciate how you balance those two.
Yeah, that's a very thin line, a very fine line, but we do walk it.
Rob and Akiva need a podcast where we walk the line between riffing and not spewing full-on lies.
Marta, honestly, is nailing it. Because some people wouldn't like that we Googled stuff during the show.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Marta likes it. She'd rather this be a factual podcast. That's
right.
Ultimately the goal is to get everything right.
Right.
Not to be funny.
We're not doing a lot of like, all right. So I heard from a guy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There's this guy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, everybody is saying that. No, we Google.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Here we go. Now, all right, now we got to take some medicine. Listening to a random selection is kind of tough. There seems to be a lot of callbacks in each episode, so listening out of order is easy to get lost. Well, that's why we say people should listen from the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we couldn't ask. For $10, we couldn't ever listen to 159.
How much would it cost to have you listen to all the podcasts? So what's like 160 divided by 3 is what?
She's definitely on like 3X, right? And maybe like a few minutes just for the audio quality on 1X, but I'd hope she's on like 3X for the rest.
So it would be like a little bit more than like $550 to have her listen to the whole series.
You think it's worth it? Take notes.
If there's like a couple of like actionable items, like maybe.
People listen and sometimes will message us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, the Meg and the librarians of the world will be like, hey, you said in episode 22, you said like you guys would you know,
yeah,
do this episode and then you forgot about it for the next 150 episodes.
Then it doesn't have to be super detailed, but one liner descriptions of your segments would be helpful. For example, time for the mailbag, the section where we read listeners stuff or whatever. So maybe that she wants us to like then like set up what each segment is.
Time for the mailbag, the segment where we read listeners stuff.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that would have been helpful in the theme song for.
Yeah, we would have given it to him. Yeah. Time for the mailbag. They list the segment where they read listeners stuff. Forget it, Kyle Chandler. He was too tough. Something like that.
Yeah. All right. Maybe that should be like what I say when we come back after the song. All right. Time for the mailbag, yes. The section where we read listener stuff or whatever.
Okay. Perfect. Yeah. Yes. Or whatever.
Or whatever is not in quotes.
Nothing more to saying is wrong.
Yeah. Okay. Also, not many ads. This is super refreshing. Okay. Good.
Well, that's our goal, baby.
Okay. All listen, right.
You, Marta, you wouldn't believe who calls us up and is like, hey, can we have like the intro to the podcast? Like, we'd like to give, you know, like we'll give each you guys like a new Ford Focus and the listeners, we want to push it and we'll give them a deal. We're like, we cannot be bought. An app cannot be bought. No ads, baby.
All right. Then marketing concept. All right. This is about our marketing. All right. The name. All right. This is a long one. All right. You ready? The name. Mm-hmm. This does not give me much information about the content of the podcast. From the point of view of someone looking for a podcast, I'm thinking, who are you? Why should I care about Robin Akiva? And why do I want to hear them talk about random things? Because this is a cult of personality podcast. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Is that what this is?
I didn't know this was a cult of... That's CM Punk's theme song, Cult of Personality. I didn't know that was this also.
Yeah. It's really hard to get people into it who don't know who you already are. I mean, look, no lies detected. It's largely a personal recommendation based growth or discovered by existing fans of yours. If you want to grow with natural discovery, I'd recommend a more structured show slash approach. Give me information somewhere about what I can expect from the show. Maybe even slightly more obvious episode titles.
I think we said this in the, like episode 20, like who's going to like, you'd have to like, is someone in love with wheels that they would look for this podcast? You know, that's what we said, but ultimately we're good. We don't need a single extra listener.
All right. Marta says the website is nice. Okay. Okay. This is interesting. So that Marta has a thought on Rob and versus Rob ampersand Akiva.
Oh my God. I love it.
Okay. My podcast app, Overcast, you use the word, but on the website, it's an ampersand. Well, which is better?
Well, I don't know if we could call it Renap if it's an ampersand. Then it's like ampersand a nap. I don't know.
I like how it looks nap. With the ampersand.
R and a nap.
Ampersand starts with A.
Ampersand does start with A, yeah.
Yeah.
I think ampersand was the name of the pet in the that bad show that like that only lasted one season.
Yeah.
It's like a post-show recap show. Okay. You know what I'm talking about? You don't know what I'm talking about.
I don't know. Okay. All right. This is okay. We got some medicine for the descriptions on the website. Okay.
Okay.
Your descriptions in the actual podcast app are unwieldy and do not contain information that I'm looking for. For example, I would like a link to the things that you talk about or maybe the names of your guests, but I don't necessarily need links to all your past episodes. The only reason I can see including links to other episodes in the description is for SEO purposes, but otherwise, that's not useful.
I sort of disagree. I think the link to every episode in the episode I actually really like.
Okay.
Because like it's a list of what we've done. Somebody who's listening to a random episode will be, if they're there, they see them. So that is definitely incorrect. But I'm sure the descriptions could be different.
Okay.
But listen, are you doing them, Marta? Like, you know, those things don't come free.
And then finally, I'm curious about your listeners. These episodes are L.
They're all really smart and good looking.
O. Dot N. Dot G. Dot. Boy, it really has to. It really made your point, Marta.
I mean, to be fair, you know, she probably didn't realize what she was getting into. on tenor.
These episodes are L.O.N.G. And I'm curious about what they do while they're listening. We are too. Are they sitting or standing?
Yeah, we just talked about this.
Yeah.
Marta, you're like, you could be the third one of us. The third bubble boy.
Yeah. Knowing who they are and what they do could be helpful in creating some other growth ideas. It's not a lot of actionable insight here. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She taught us a lot of things we already know, but she was right. Like, she definitely had some good take.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think $10 well spent.
That was pretty good.
She did a good job.
That was pretty good. Yeah. I guess she put it on the census. Do people want an ampersand or the word A-N-D?
Yeah. Put that on the census, please. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Next up, by the way, we have Sam Moore is backstage. Do you have any questions for Sam yet?
Not yet, but we might have one now.
Okay.
Let's get to the third thing.
Next one, podcast guest suggester. Okay. Mm-hmm. So this was somebody that we paid them $10 and they were going to research people that we should book as guests for this podcast.
Yes.
Okay. All right. This is from Seven Perfection on Fiverr. Five potential guests. Okay. Here. So I don't want to know the whole list. Let me see if I could bring Sam on and then Sam could give us the guests one by one. Okay. Sam.
Well, I don't want to disappoint you, but I think this is the one that has not been received yet.
Oh,
No, we have this.
Oh, okay. It's just not under received on the document.
My bad.
All right. All right. Sam is here. Sam, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys? Yeah, doing good.
Sam, thank you for all your work. This was,
don't thank me until we're done with this.
Okay. Well, the rap was very good. Sam, the rap was very good. I think that's already worth the price of it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And I thought the lady who did, I mean, it wasn't like hilarious, but what are we expecting? She gave us like a ton of opinions for, you know, on the podcast.
You didn't ask for a humorous review, just a regular.
No, of course not. But so far we're two for two, in my opinion. One is like a home run.
Okay. All right.
Let's see how this one goes.
Sam, okay, fine. All right. Five podcast guest suggestions. Okay. So are these just names or is there like a blurb about these people and their contact information?
So first off, this person has gone above and beyond. I have 10 names for you.
10?
Wow. $1 a name, baby.
Akiva, should we just put this on the wheel and not do it right now?
I think we need to do this right now.
Okay, fine. All right. Thank you.
And so what I have a name. I have a person's website that they have. A link to their Facebook, a link to the Twitter, Instagram, email, and then any notes on the person, who they are, where
they might have like Tom Cruise's email here or something. That's amazing.
Don't give out any celebrities' emails here on this podcast. We will. Mm-hmm. We are not doxing any celebrities. We're not doxers.
That's a different episode.
I will first say, maybe lower your expectation on celebrity here.
Okay. Fine.
Okay. All right.
I did write celebrity when we submitted it though. So
all right. Mm-hmm.
This is how they all did.
Right. Who is the first guest or should we go from 10 to 1?
I'm just going to go the order they gave me.
Okay. All right. All right. Number one.
And I apologize in advance for any mispronunciations here. Beth Stelarship, I believe is the name.
From the Real World Los Angeles.
Yeah, I have TV personality, producer, MTV's Real World Homecoming, The Challenge All-Stars at Paramount Plus. Okay,
what are we going to talk to her about?
I'm not a challenge person. I don't know. But that I didn't get a why.
Are these Robin Akiva need a podcast guest ideas?
I did specifically ask for Robin Akiva need a podcast.
Okay.
Well, maybe they may have looked up like, oh, Robin's podcast is a reality TV show
About 99.9%
Right. Akiva, do you have an idea for the wheel for Beth Stelarczyk?
I don't really know much about Beth Stelarczyk. We might have. Maybe I'll ask Brian.
I believe she is of the Real World Los Angeles, and I guess is the original one. Yes, maybe some seasons of The Challenge. Okay, all right. And we have contact info for her.
I do. I have an email.
Okay. All right. Great. All right. What's guest number two?
Guest number two is Big Brother 20 and Challenge's own Casey Clark.
Oh, let's go. Okay.
All right. Get Casey Clark.
Okay. Akiva, Do you have a wheel pitch for Casey Clark?
I don't know much. I mean, I know she loves Nintendo because she has the Nintendo giant Nintendo controller tattoo.
You said, and you said that you really admired that. You were thinking of getting a similar tattoo.
I didn't. I don't remember saying that, but I trust that. Yeah, sure, it happened.
Because you have Mario sounds on the when we green light an idea.
Correct.
Yeah.
Casey's a challenge regular. Big Brother. I think that's a relevant guest.
Mm-hmm.
Has she ever been on Rob Has a Podcast?
No.
Not even interview?
Yeah, no.
Really? Didn't she win a season? She didn't do an exit
she
interview?
She did. We did not have the chance to. In the old times, I would go to the backyard and interview everybody right after the finale, and that was when around the time my mother-in-law had passed away, so I was not in Los Angeles for the finale of that season.
So you've never spoken to her. This could be like, wow, the first time ever speaking to.
Let's go.
Yeah,
speaking to Casey Clark.
Okay.
Under the notes section, there it does say CBS Big Brother 20 and MTV The Challenge. I love people and I love to compete.
Okay, that's her, a quote. Is she pitching from her herself, or that's
that is all the notes I have for Casey Clark.
Sam, do you recall anything about her personality that would be good for the wheel?
I remember Let's Go.
Let's Go. Okay.
That's all about the extent of it.
Okay.
She's very good at comps. And yeah.
She's good at comps. Okay.
Congrats on the BB20 win, Casey.
Okay. All right. So far, so good, right?
Okay. The third one is another challenge person, Johnny Bananas.
Johnny Bananas? Could we get him? Could we get him?
I don't know if we can get Bananas.
He's a public figure, MTV Challenge, badass host of NBC's, and then it cuts off. I don't know what he hosts on NBC, but that's what
First Look TV. It's the show that comes on after SNL on Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Maybe we should just hand this list off to the challenge wrap up.
Yeah.
That has all the contact info for the stars of the challenge.
Johnny Bananas' email? Oh man, Brian Cohen's gonna go nuts.
Yes, I do have Johnny Bananas' email here.
Does Johnny Bananas want Brian Cohen to have his email? So, I mean, maybe what if we got Brian Cohen back and Johnny Bananas to talk about One Tree Hill?
It's not a bad idea. Mm-hmm. We could do that.
Mm-hmm.
Season 3, episode 8.
Okay. All right. What's number four?
Not a challenge person. Back to Big Brother though. Hannah Chadha. From BB23.
Oh, she was recently a guest on another podcast.
Yes. She does an Oscar approved with Isaiah.
Seems extremely attainable.
Yes. She talked about music on a podcast. Yeah. What do you think about that?
I mean, she was just on RHP. It seems very realistic that she's up for coming back.
Mm-hmm.
We'd be happy to have Chadha on the show.
Her notes say Hannah Chadha is known for her work on Big Brother (2000). Yeah, I know that's when I premiered, but I thought we could at least, get her from 2021.
Mm-hmm. Well,
she was alive in 2000.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Okay.
She was one of the young contestants.
Boy, Akiva, do you have any wheel ideas for Hannah Chadha?
You know, I did not see the season, so I'd like to sort of, I need to know a few things
about
her, but I
bet there's a season before.
Let me binge the season and say, or just like ask like one of the Big Brother people, like, is there a show maybe she mentions a lot, something, a bad movie we can get her on for?
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Rob, you might be able to help with this next one.
Okay.
We have Jessica Lewis, RHAP's own.
Okay.
I was a castaway on season 33 of Hashtag Survivor. Currently co-host of the podcast Hashtag YX Lost.
Okay.
Rob, you think you can hook us up?
All right. So Jessica Lewis as a guest on Renap. Now, when you are reading this in the first person, where is this coming from, Sam?
Yeah. I'm guessing probably the Twitter bio, but again, I have a spreadsheet here with name, website, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email, notes. I'm just reading the notes.
I would be surprised if that was her Twitter bio. I feel like that Akiva,
I'm on her Twitter.
Is her Twitter bio in the first person?
Her Twitter bio is castaway on Survivor Millennial Gen X. She's an enthusiast of Kettle Brand. She co-hosts YX Lost Podcast.
Yeah, she
on
likes salt and vinegar chips.
Mm-hmm. And she has her contact
maybe she
info.
Could be on sour ones, Akiva. She likes vinegar chips.
I could ask. I would be happy to have her on sour ones. I think it's like bitter, not sour, right? Sam, is vinegar sour?
Bitter ones.
I'm not sure.
Vinegar sour. Sam, how you feeling, by the way?
I feel great. I'm good.
Okay.
Okay.
Vinegar sour. Yeah, anyway.
Now, if we had Jessica Lewis solo, do we need David Bloomberg also as a Renap guest? Or maybe he's on the...
Does he like sour foods?
The bottom five of the list.
I Googled he might still be on this list. Vinegar is a sour liquid that is made by... So vinegar is sour.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's the first thing Google says about it.
All right, maybe a guest for sour ones. Okay. Who's number six? By the way, this list is... I thought it was going to be people that we never even heard of. In fact...
Yeah, I thought it would be like this person's friends or like it's 10 like,
yeah, these are people that we know already know very well.
Yeah,
it's not already, a bad list.
We already know and have already had on. How about number six, Wendell Holland?
Wendell Holland! Okay. How about that?
We can get Wendell.
Yeah. Maybe, maybe something about rapping. Maybe if not if we do HGTV shows are trash too.
Yeah, so their notes are HGTV, Hot Mess House, and Hometown Takeover. Winner of Survivor Ghost Island, Discovery Plus Beach Cabana Royale, furniture designer at Beeve Unlimited.
Yeah, and he podcasts weekly already on the RHAP Network with Bryce about Survivor.
Maybe Jessica and Wendell on together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, keep going, Sam.
Next one, Rob, you might want to sit down for this one, though.
Yeah.
We got Pauly Calafiore.
Could you imagine?
I don't think he'd like us. I don't think he'd like us.
If we got Pauly Calafiore as a guest on Renap.
Stay crushing it.
I'd love to
hear
it.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Originally, he lives in Montana? I'm on his Twitter profile. He lives in Montana.
Well, I thought he was training for Olympics. Akiva, have you written a profile on Pauly Calafiore?
He is not. What sport? I do not know what sport.
Wasn't he going to do like a what's the one that?
A bobsled. I think it was bobsled,
right?
It might be a little late for these Olympics. Maybe he's training for next
future
one.
Yeah. Okay.
He's got 2026.
Mm-hmm. Because Lolo Jones, is she in this year's Olympics?
She certainly has a chance to be.
Okay.
It's pretty. There's tough competition.
I thought the story was they had met like on what was the show that was like challenge adjacent, and then she like talked him into doing starting to train for the Winter Olympics.
Yeah, but Lolo Jones is like a many time Olympian, whereas Pauly Calafiore is a zero time.
I don't know. How dare you?
Well, his notes are the ride or dies from the beginning. I see who flip-flops. I see who comes back when the times are good. I see who leaves when the times are bad.
Real flip-flopper, Akiva.
Well, his notes are just so we have his full bio. Pauly Calafiore is a contestant from Big Brother 18 and X on the Beach 1, so that might be the show. He was a finalist on Final Reckoning in War of the Worlds 2. He also competed on War of the Worlds.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sorry, challenge, spoiler alert.
So, all right, and we have contact info for Pauly Calafiore?
I do.
Okay, great.
All right.
Wait, hold on, Akiva, do you have an idea for the wheel?
I don't know, maybe something about Montana, ranking the states. What's MBM? His hashtag says hashtag MBM. You know what that is?
MBM. Must be...
My biggest mistakes?
My biggest mistakes.
Monday... Bowel movement. Like, I don't know what it, I don't know. Like, yeah. I don't know what.
Man bun Monday.
Man bun Monday. Could be man bun Monday. Would you wear a man bun for man bun Monday?
I think it's sort of like, if you're like, you know, maybe Jason Curtis Rivera, like, one of our listeners, like with longer hair, maybe it's a man bun Monday.
I don't know if I could do a man bun though.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I could hack it.
Okay.
I don't know what the episode would be about, but I think Robin Akiva Stay Crushing It would be a good episode title.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
Blue Crush?
The surfing movie?
Yeah.
There's a lot of his butt on his Instagram page, Pauly.
Maybe that's the MBM.
Mm-hmm. Male Butt Monday.
Male Butt Monday.
Yeah. It's possible.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of Pauly butt.
Okay.
All right, this is one I'm personally a little less familiar with. Amanda Garcia. She's a contestant from Are You the One? 3. She competed on Rivals 3, Invasion of the Champions, Triple X, Dirty 30, Final Reckoning, War of the Worlds. So another challenge MTV
Amanda
person.
Garcia. She is MTV underscore Amanda. She has 173,000 followers, Akiva. So nothing to sneeze at. I Googled her. It says people also ask, who is Amanda Garcia's baby daddy? Mind your own business, people.
Yeah, yeah. Don't Google that.
That's the number one thing people are Googling about her. Let her live her life.
Yeah, it's true. She's from Denver. She's a big Denver Broncos fan. Maybe you think she's more of a 32 fans guest then?
Maybe.
Maybe a big, you know, Broncos playing the Raiders today. Maybe if they win.
Maybe if we talk about the Denver airport again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, who else?
I don't know her baby there. I know her. I know her baby's last name because she posted it.
Yeah.
Avani Reinhart. So do we know Reinhart?
Ray Reinhart is her baby daddy.
Ray Reinhart?
Yeah.
I don't know him.
Yeah.
All right.
Sounds like a guy who got fired as like the Eagles coach in like 1997.
Yeah.
So have another challenge person. I definitely don't know this person. Yes, Duffy.
Yeah. So Yes is a very old school challenge person. Yes is from like the first few challenges.
Well, did you say
remember Yes, Rob?
I do not. No, Duffy.
They do say their second job is challenge MTV.
What was their first job?
Activist, architect, devoted to social justice, unapologetic optimism and innovation and fatherhood.
Okay. I mean, if you could get your first job to be activist.
Mm-hmm. And architect, like building activism.
A&A.
And that's what they call it. Yes was on Road Rules Semester at Sea, which I remember watching because I'm old.
Yeah.
And then he won the first Paramount Plus season, spoiler alert.
Oh. Okay. Well, we should put a whole challenge spoilers disclaimer in this episode. Yeah.
It's possible. So from 1999, so he is in his fourth decade on reality TV.
Yes.
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 He appeared nude in the 2002 issue of Playboy with Beth Stolarczyk. Maybe we have them both on. I don't know.
He was nude in Playboy.
That's what it says. And he has, he had his first kid in 2007. He's an architect and a fabricator.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds a little shady.
Fabricator.
Yeah. At UC Berkeley.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That makes me a little nervous that they're they might come on and like make up a bunch of stuff and like trick us, fabricator.
Mm-hmm.
What are they going to fabricate stuff about? But yeah, Yes is a Road Rules legend.
So Yes Duffy, that his Twitter bio is activist architect, devoted to social justice, affordable housing, unapologetic optimism, and innovations in fatherhood.
Mm-hmm.
Wow,
and that's where you want to live if you're really into affordable housing, Bay Area, famous for its affordable
housing.
Only
4,800 followers.
Maybe more of an Instagram person. I don't know.
More of an Instagram
again,
person.
They were out of like the public eye for 20 years. They just, they're one of those people that just came back for the Paramount Plus shows. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. And we have contact info for Yes, Duffy.
I do. Yes.
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 Okay. All right. And then finally,
who's last number 10? They are part of the hashtag Survivor Hall of Fame and co-host of reality NSFW, Johnny Fairplay.
Oh, no. Akiva. What?
No, thank you. Now we would need a refund on this last dollar.
Wow.
I'll get Fairplay on. If Fairplay wanted,
the very specific right vehicle.
And don't worry, Rob, we have contact in case you need.
Mm-hmm.
I'm over the, the 5 years ago when he cheated me in fantasy football. I'm over it. I'm willing to make amends.
Sounds it.
Well, life is short. Who cares?
Okay. All right. So those are our 10 guests. Akiva, how much did we pay for that? $10?
$10.
Okay. Any actionable info there?
How about this? Like, let the listeners know which of those 10 they most want us to have.
They're all going to say Paul and Calafiore.
Yeah. Should I make a poll? Should I make a poll and whoever wins, then we'll try and get them on next week.
That I don't think Paul and Calafiore, he's going to want to beat you up next. Right. Right now you live in a world where he doesn't want to beat you up.
Why would he want to beat me up?
I don't know. He doesn't like when you talk about him on a podcast.
But we were nice. We said, like, you know, I said he's got a lot of pictures of his butt. Nothing bad. And I didn't say anything bad about him. He lives in Montana. And hopefully, you know, hopefully one day our
paths cross. Why don't you and Chester see if you can get him on 32 Fans first and see how it goes? And then it could be sort of like...
No, he'll hate us. He'll hate 32 Fans. I don't even think he's a football fan. Now, if we want to get a football fan, we get Amanda.
Does the Calipari family root for the Jets or the Giants? Do we know this?
No. That's a good question.
Or are they agnostic?
I don't know if they're... I mean, they played soccer, right?
Right.
So they're probably sports fans.
I mean, but they live in Jersey, right? Don't they have to pick a side?
It's a good question.
I don't.
You don't have a side?
No, I'll root for either of them if they're ever actually good. But were you involved in a lot
of athletics, Sam?
What do you think, Rob? No, of course not.
What are you into, Sam?
You like the Yankees.
Yeah, baseball is like the one sport I actually pay attention to.
But what was your hobby? What was your thing?
Akiva, I have my answer. Okay. All right.
Okay.
I did a search. Calafiore, Jets, Giants. August 29th, 2015, Cody Calafiore tweeted, headed into the at Giants preseason game, baby. Hashtag big blue. Hashtag we in there. At Michael Neglia 2. That must be his friend.
Yeah. Or something. I see like a listener met him and said, always great to meet a fellow Giants fan.
So, I mean, but you know what? I would have bet my life 100% Giants fans at the Calafiore house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was I think a doubt in my mind. And if I had to guess their favorite baseball team, Uncle Kiwi.
Yeah, they're not Mets fans.
They're not Mets fans. Have them.
No way, Jose.
No. There's no way they're Mets fans.
Mm-hmm. Yep. How many Jeter jerseys do you think there are in that house?
Mm-hmm. You don't think they're A-Rod people?
No, Jeter.
Probably, yeah. Yeah, I think they're A-Rod people.
Mm-hmm. No doubt.
He's Yankees.
Yeah.
I see.
Okay. All right. That was our 10 guests that were submitted by a person. Should we do this for more podcasts, Akiva? Maybe for 32 fans. Maybe you should.
Yeah, like, can we get 10? Yeah, I would love that. I would love that.
Yeah, I mean, if you and Chester want to spring, you know, $5 each for another list of names.
Yeah, I think Alex would be into it.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a fun idea. Yeah, this guy. So far, nobody really dropped the ball.
All right, we've gone through three things. I have on good authority, there's not many ads in this podcast, so it shouldn't be too super refreshing if we take a quick break. And when we come back, more from Fiverr right after this.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+.
Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. All right, we are back. If you're just joining us, it's part two of Rob and Akiva going through Fiverr. Akiva, you ready to hear about a personal stylist for the podcast?
I am. I'm excited to hear about a personal stylist. I think we sent in like you. We couldn't have two people. That would have been double or something. So we gave them sort of like your information or like that you like plaid. Sam, what did we tell them?
Yeah, so I got sizes from Rob for like shirts and stuff, and then a couple pictures of Rob, and mentioned he's a plaid guy, but maybe wanted to change it up a bit. So
yeah, I feel very boxed in.
Mm-hmm. And I think we said we'd match if we liked something, we'd each get it, and we'd match on the podcast.
All right. So, what am I going to look at here? So, is this a visual thing, Sam, or is this going to be?
It's,
Okay.
It is visual, so it's a bunch of pictures all right, with the links.
So
to
I am
said
going to
outfit.
Yeah. So what I will do is I will share my screen, and then Sam, can we make sure that we figure out some way in the show notes to get a link to what I'm about to show?
Sure.
Okay. All right. So let's go ahead and then open this up, and let's take a look at this visual here.
Yes.
So I'm going to click on this outfit guide PDF. All right, here we go. And so let's just open it up in Chrome.
Okay. Do you use Microsoft Edge?
I don't, but I'm on a PC and it comes with it.
They're always pushing it.
Yeah, they're always pushing it. All right. So, all right, an outfit guide. And so here we go. Here is an outfit guide of, okay, so first outfit, I guess, is sort of like a black like jacket with like a gray hoodie underneath, and then like black cargo pants. Are cargo pants back, Akiva?
I mean, I'm not messing with the stylist. Like, clearly she knows the deal. Are those definitely cargo pants? Can we click on them? See where they're from?
I mean, so it's from H&M. Sam, do we have links to this stuff, or is it just like if I click on
click on the link and it should go.
I can click on the link.
We're gonna share this for the
listeners. And so this is a skinny fit cargo joggers from H&M.
I had no idea that cargo pants were back.
Good. Well, I have some good news from all these women that were just like made fun of me, like, cargo, you wear cargo pants, you loser.
Mm-hmm. And this was in high school. When was this?
This was like 3 years ago.
So is it all these women or just Nicole?
No. Famously Corinne came to my house and was like, you idiot loser.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That might not have been the cargo pants though.
Mm-hmm, maybe not. I didn't have skinny fit ones. Okay. So, then what is this? So this is a water resistant Tech Motion shirt jacket.
I gotta admit, it looks nice.
It looks nice. Yeah, I guess so. So
$79.99, a little pricey.
$77.99. I'm going to wear this jacket. And then, I guess it's the jacket. I don't think I'm wearing the hoodie that's on underneath it. I think I'm going to wear this white t-shirt and white sneakers.
Are you a white sneaker person? Are these Banana Republic sneakers? Where are these sneakers from?
So the sneakers are from, I guess these are Banana Republic sneakers. Okay. White sneakers from the Banana Republic. Mm-hmm. They're $41.99. So basically, I'm gonna wear a black jacket and a white t-shirt and black skinny cargo pants,
joggers,
and white shoes.
Would you get this outfit?
I don't know. I feel like that this is not really me.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the point. You're trying to break out of your shell, Sam. Are you a fashion guy?
Absolutely not.
I don't know. I feel like this whole outfit is like a little Squid Game. You know, it's like I'm wearing like matching like jacket and cargo pants and white sneakers. I don't know.
Should we put these three up on like on a poll and see like what's the best Rob outfit possibly? Yeah. What should we match in?
I mean, I could see like maybe like Derek X wearing this outfit of the. This does not seem like me.
It's too cool, you're saying?
I don't know.
Male model.
I don't know. Sam, what do you think of this? Is this a hit or a miss?
I think it looks like a nice outfit. I don't know if I picture you wearing it, but it's a nice outfit.
Okay.
Those shoes are pretty reasonable, honestly.
I don't know if this should be my look. All right. Then, all right, let's go to look number two. Okay. This look here is, so we're going to start off with, this is a J. Crew Madrid fleece half zip pullover, and I have a pop-up ad for a 15% off if I sign up for the J. Crew mailing list.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a Madrid, that's Marled, M-A-R-L-E-D.
Sorry.
Changes
everything.
Yeah, I'm into the quarter zip. What do you think about the half zips?
I don't know. Half zip.
And this is a Marled Navy look. Mm. The problem is the models are always like have much better physiques than, you know, you're going to have. It's tricky.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think I could look like this guy.
So yeah, this guy has a nice look going. Like he could probably wear my clothes and like pull it off.
You could probably pull off the plaid. Yeah, that's what you should have. You should have models of models wearing your stuff. All right, express pants.
Okay, so an express pants, and these pants are slim black hyper stretch jeans.
Kind of like them.
You like these jeans?
What do you think, Sam?
Yeah.
They're pitch black, 58.
5280.
What now, this is not what she's suggesting, but the shoes, like the giant black boots that this guy's wearing.
Well, we're not wearing those shoes, Akiva. I don't think you'd wear those shoes.
Yeah.
We have different shoes. And then the shoes are blue shoes.
I do like these shoes. This is totally something I would wear, these shoes at least.
Okay. For this is from the Sam Moore collection.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Men's Park from Target. Okay. $19.99.
$20.
Yeah. Okay.
I kind of like these shoes. They're $20 also. $20 really good
from
deal.
Target. So that's all right. Now, if I showed up somewhere wearing this look, Akiva, do you think that I would turn some heads?
You turn heads, baby. The heads would be turning. They'd be like, you said Squid Game. They'd be turning heads.
Marled half zip pullover.
They'd be turning heads like the baby that shoots the people in Squid Game. Spoilers. The first Squid Game.
Yeah.
Spinning around.
Okay.
I think this is better than the first one.
I think closer. All right. And then the third new look for me. Okay, sorry. So now we're here and we've got some plaid going on. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
We're back.
She couldn't go plaidless.
Okay. All right. Let's take a look at this plaid shirt and let's see if I would get it. And so it is a twill overshirt, they call this.
Yeah.
Okay. So like should I accept blue, cookies gray. From H&M? What are they going to do?
You accept all the cookies. Yeah.
Because like, no food on the basically, podcast. This is what they did. Like, you go to the website and it's like, accept all the cookies or what? Where is do not accept cookies? So if I click on cookie settings,
what now
I'm like, I got an option to like accept all the cookies or like confirm my choices. Like what the hell, H&M?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what do you need from us?
Like, I wanted to look at this plaid shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Like it makes me not even want their cookies. It's like if the cookies is so hard to close their window, like what's it going to be like when I don't even know that what they're doing?
It's true. It's a good point.
Okay.
So now this isn't my favorite plaid shirt. There are a lot of styles.
I don't like this plaid shirt. There's a lot of styles to the same one. That the pockets are gigantic.
Huge pockets. I mean, you could put your phone and your wallet in the front here.
And I don't even think I've ever even put anything in my front pockets. Like
I don't even really have any, but
why are there even pockets on shirts?
Mm-hmm.
Akiva, do you store anything in your shirt pockets?
I don't usually have shirt pockets.
Mm-hmm.
I would think about putting a mask in there just cause like it, I don't think it'd take up any room, like a flat mask.
Maybe. But,
like, even then, like, you have a need for it. There's also a button. It's very inconvenient. Mm-hmm. You'd have to, like, button it up.
Can you still get a pocket protector, like, if you keep, like, a ballpoint pen in your front pocket?
I haven't heard much about pocket protectors since, like, sitcoms in the 90s. I don't think I've ever seen one in person. Yeah. But it was a big rage for nerds.
I also don't really like a white shirt like this. I don't know how it would look on camera. So.
Yeah. They have like a green one, a little more wintery, green and white.
Yeah, I'm out.
With the big pockets, though.
Yeah, this is not for you. Somehow she found the one plaid you won't wear.
The stylist, I don't think she understood the assignment.
Okay, and then what's the what else we got and on the,
like a
on the
t-shirt
last one?
And then jeans. That was it. Now, these are the three looks.
Okay.
So I don't know, Sam. Am I being too picky here?
No, I mean.
Could you see me in any of these looks? Would this be like
maybe two, but not really?
Yeah, if I came downstairs wearing one of these different outfits, would my wife look at me any differently?
I don't know what Nicole's looking for.
Let me send this to her and then let me see.
Yeah, send it to her. What do you like? Yeah. Ask if she likes anything from here.
Well, I'll ask her if she likes any of these new looks for me. All right, so let me email. You ever email your wife, Akiva?
I will. She doesn't check her email, so it's very. It's like if there's a document, I'll email it for.
Do you like these new looks for me.
I'm excited to get this back.
Yeah, a stylist wants to these to be my new looks. Do you like them before I buy these? Okay, so let me, then that'll like go like, what? You're gonna buy them? Like, cause it, like, if I just say, do you like it? She'll say, oh, sure, whatever. I don't care. But then once I tell her I'm gonna spend money on these clothes, then maybe that'll get her attention. What do you mean you're buying clothes? Okay. All right. Let's see. Send that email off. Okay, maybe later on we'll get that. Okay. All right. What comes next?
So next up was the NFT. Akiva, would you like to give Rob the update on the NFT? Would you like me
to? Yes. The NFT, unfortunately, is animals only. We wanted, they had a picture of an animal, like, ooh, we'd like that for us. They only do animal NFT. That was out.
Yeah, but why can an NFT be a person?
I think it can be, just not this particular person. I think
they don't like people. They don't like
somebody
animals.
Else.
The only other person that did not complete of the ones we picked was the dance lessons. Was having some issues this week, and they couldn't send this over the dance lesson.
Okay, that's fine. But do you think that this person is gonna just like they're trying to keep the NFT of Rob and Akiva all to themselves?
Like they made it, and they realized, like, why would I send it over for $20 or something when I could keep it?
When this
could
be worth millions? Like $600K.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's honestly a good business decision by them. I respect it.
All right, fine. Forget it. No NFTs of Rob and Akiva.
Nope, not going to happen.
All right. What's next?
Yeah.
So let's go to the movie poster next.
Okay. Rob and Akiva need a movie poster. Okay. Sam, could you tell us a little bit about this, how we set this up?
Sure. So we sent over a couple of pictures of you guys along with, you know, we thought maybe let's have a good movie tagline as well.
Okay, a movie tagline. All right, so let's go ahead and I will open this up, and Akiva and I will see for the first time the movie poster of Robin Akiva's first feature film. Okay, and wow, Robin Akiva need a podcast. Forget the mustard, it's karate time. Akiva, did you get this? This is a movie poster.
No, this is not a movie poster at all. This is an ad for Rob and Akiva. This is an ad for Rob and Akiva.
This is, which I like. Yeah, this is almost like when Clarence was saying that, like, what's an Akiva? Is this like consult your doctor? If find out if Rob and Akiva is right for you. I feel like that this is like an ad for some sort of like a pharmaceutical that has like 900 side effects.
Yeah, this is like, you'd see this at the front of like Vogue magazine or something. There's like 100 pages of ads. This is one of them.
I don't know. Is this an action movie? Is it like a rom-com? Yeah. What are we going for here?
Sam, now,
maybe it's a musical. There's a lot of music notes.
Yeah, there's music notes everywhere, which I don't really get. Akiva doesn't even like to talk about music on a podcast. Why is the Fiverr logo watermarked all over this thing? Like, didn't we pay for this?
We did. This was the one I got back.
So why is there Fiverr watermarks on this?
Maybe it costs extra. Maybe it's like a scam. Like maybe it costs extra if you want, if you want like your own copy of this.
And then why is my hair so short? It was like they took a picture of my hair and just like cropped off like the top of my hair.
Stephen Fishback would not approve.
Yeah. What's behind us, Akiva?
I don't know what that is. It's like fire. Is it like it looks like one of those Survivor themed seasons with like blood versus water or something. It's like fire in the sky.
Yeah. What should we do with this, Akiva?
I don't know. What should we do?
I don't know. Do people want this? Should this be a poster that people like? Who would put this on their wall?
Nobody.
Nobody.
Also, I hate my hat. My hat looks kind of like floppy.
How much should we pay for this, Sam?
This one was $15.
$15. We got ripped off.
Yeah, but listen, we got a good deal on some of the other ones.
I think I figured out something. The music knows. We have Forget the Mustard, It's Karate Time, which is, of course, the song of the summer. They probably did their research and knew that was a song. So that's why they added the music in.
Kiva, it looks like that the sun is coming up in the ampersand.
Yes. Oh, and they're choosing ampersand over ad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Don't you think that the words Rob and Akiva should be bigger?
I think so. The Nita podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not terrible. It's not. I'll post these. But
I almost feel like it's not a home run. The sun should be in the microphone. I feel like there's like rays of sunlight coming out of the microphone.
Yeah, that makes sense. I hear what you're saying.
Yeah. So Robin, did the guy write any like notes back, Sam? Of like, here's.
Let me pull that up.
Or he just sends a file, like on to the next movie poster.
Must be doing dozens a day.
Mm-hmm. Forget the mustard. It's crying. Does Forget the Mustard, It's Karate Time need to be in quotes, Akiva?
I don't think so.
Yeah. A movie tagline doesn't need to be in quotes.
It does not.
I think that I would put the tagline at the top of this poster.
Forget the mustard, It's Karate Time. Yeah, put it at the top, not on the bottom.
Yeah. So, yeah, I feel like that this one was a more miss than a hit.
All right, so this one, it says, thanks again for your order. Your delivery is enclosed. If there are any problems, please let me know. Give me a tip if you like my poster design. Note, this is not essential, only if you like it.
I've got a few tips.
Also, if you're satisfied with my service, feel free to drop your honest opinion. Thanks again and have a great day.
Well, what do you mean? If you're satisfied, feel free to drop your honest opinion. What about if you're not?
Then don't.
Mm-hmm. If you're satisfied with this podcast, be sure to leave us an honest review. Okay. All right. So, yeah, let's let the listeners weigh in, but maybe we're being too hard on ourselves, Akiva. May the listeners be like, this is a great poster.
Yeah, I don't think it's bad. Well, it's just not amazing.
Mm-hmm. I know. But I really wanted to see a movie poster that looked like a great movie poster.
Mm-hmm. All right, next time.
Okay.
I think I may have one without the Fiverr watermark. Hold on.
Okay. All right.
Yes, all right, we'll I do.
Okay. All right. We'll share the one without the watermark. All right. Sam, what's next?
Let's go to the press release.
Oh, good. Okay. So we'll have a press release finally. And what were we announcing in our press release?
I believe just that Rob and Akiva need a podcast.
I think like just about general about the podcast people want to share. This is also one of the only things that was actually a fiver. It was only $5. So okay. Let's see if maybe the quality is lower for $5.
Putting out this press release or we have to put it out?
We have to put it out. They just wrote the release.
We were hoping they would tweet it and we would like retweet it, but I guess that didn't happen.
Yeah. Okay. So for immediate release, Rob and Akiva need a podcast, funny and smart endeavors of connecting with people. Is that our tagline?
Funny and smart endeavors of connecting with people. It's usually how we like
Rob and Akiva need a podcast is an effective and funny way of connecting with people on different topics.
Mm-hmm.
USA, December 24th, 2021. Rob Cesternino is a 2-time Survivor player and is the content creator and host of a podcast called Rob and Akiva the Podcast. Rob Cesternino and Akiva Whitaker spin a wheel that consists of podcast ideas submitted by listeners. In this way, they decide on the topic of the podcast episode. Okay. I mean, you kind of got yada yada.
Yeah, there's not much me in there.
Yeah. Okay.
We might need a second press release, like breaking. Akiva is also on the show.
Yeah. This one is kind of a dud. Mm-hmm. I guess let's go to yada yada to the last paragraph. Rob has done a lot of research for promoting his podcasts. He first decided to use Google Hangouts for the live show instead of Spreecast. The highlight was that he wanted his podcast shows to be present on YouTube. When the shows were archived on YouTube, it was an excellent and effective way for people to find the podcast. It enabled the show to grow more and reach out to more people. Okay.
Yep. Spreecast So Google Hangouts. You didn't, nothing but Twitter Spaces in there?
Nothing but Twitter Spaces in the mailbag. Yeah. Well, I mean, really, I mean, this is, if Akiva, if I were you, I'd be furious.
Did I even make you like the cut? Did I even get mentioned once?
You get mentioned that you are like, you spin the wheel. But that's really it.
I do spin the wheel. That's the only thing people know about me.
The journey of Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast started in 2009 when Rob began to take interest in podcasting. He started listening to podcasts and found this.
That wasn't really when our journey started.
I mean, in a way.
Well, let's start somewhere.
Yeah. He started recording podcasts of him talking to his friends about different films. I don't really remember that. Rob then started talking about what he watched on television, like Survivor and Lost. Rob hosts and produces podcasts that are funny and smart. Rob makes smart podcasts that appeal to the audiences and they can connect with him and share their passion. I mean, no lies detected, but I mean, justice for Akiva.
Yeah, just hashtag justice for Akiva.
Yeah, I think
end of this episode.
How many times does Akiva get mentioned in this? Like three or four max and zero facts about Akiva.
No facts about Akiva.
It's hard to find facts about me.
Mm-hmm. And then a link to the podcast can be found. So, I mean, I don't think we should send out this press release.
No, it's okay. Dead on arrival is press release.
We didn't think. Mm-hmm. Another press release that would be talking about how Robin Akiva made it through another year of podcasting.
That's what we wanted. Yeah, we should have specified more. Like the press release is we finished, we made it, we did it in 2021.
We need somebody to help us with you know, putting out press releases.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so if someone wants to write that press release, we will retweet it.
I mean, ideally, if there is somebody who is a listener who would be interested in helping us put out press releases when relevant, that would be, you know, huge.
It would be incredibly helpful, of course.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep. All right. And then, Sam, do we have one more?
We got one more, the explainer video.
All right. This is a video that will explain the podcast. Now, this goes back to some of the stuff that Marta was talking about. Can't understand what this podcast is, what's going on, who are these people, what segment is this. This explainer video should put an end to all of that, right?
Yes. And this is definitely a visual one. So we'll make this available for everybody to take a look
at. What's this on? Put this on YouTube?
Yeah, well, I guess we could put it on YouTube and then link to it.
You know, for me, YouTube is, you know, a pretty big thing for the podcast, because the thing about YouTube is that it's an excellent and effective way for people to find the podcast.
I found. This should help get some more new people in now that they understand what Renap is.
And then it should enable the show to grow more and reach out to more people. And that's what I've been saying since 2009, Akiva.
Since 2009, when we really first thought of this idea, Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast, we've been working for it since then.
Okay.
That's really what you thought about. Okay. So what's the explainer?
Okay. The explainer video, it's a tutorial video and it's going to explain how Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast works.
What is Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast?
Great question.
Each week, Rob says Terneno and Akiva Wienerker spin a wheel of listener-submitted podcast ideas to determine what next week's episode will be. Ideas can vary from watching season 3, episode 7 of a random TV show, or playing a game like Family Feud or Match Game, or even celebrating true love and having the first official Ranup wedding. So how does this work? Listeners can email their ideas to ranup@robusawebsite.com. Then in the second half of each podcast known as the mailbag, Rob and Akiva will go through submissions and decide if an idea should be put on the wheel. Over time, more and more ideas get added to the wheel, and at the conclusion of each episode, the wheel is spun, and that is how the subsequent episode's topic is decided.
Okay.
That freaking rocked.
All right. That's pretty good.
Now, people should know, because I think it's better visually. Rob and Akiva, one of them is a fella, and one of them is a lady.
Yeah, so...
in the visual.
Now, the woman is on the left.
That's you.
That's me. Hey, look.
Yeah, I'm Akiva. I'm the guy with glasses. You don't wear glasses.
Yeah. I mean, she has a better look than what my stylist did. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We should hire ours.
Here, let's watch this one more time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What is Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast? Each week, Rob says Terneno and Akiva Wienuk.
Yeah, they really did not nail the pronunciations.
Didn't hit a home run on the name.
We did give the phonetic ways, and this is what we came back with.
Okay, now why is there a calendar? Is that to represent each week?
Every you better attend.
Yeah, it looks like that the podcast comes out on Wednesday.
Yeah, I think we said we used to record on Wednesdays. Weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably did it.
And most podcasts don't drop on like Saturday morning, so they're right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Listeners submitted podcast ideas to determine what next week.
That's more of a fidget spinner than a wheel.
Yes. Yeah, that is a fidget spinner.
Mm-hmm. Just think of the spin part.
Should we spin a fidget spinner, Akiva?
I feel like we should have a couple years ago. Now they're like out. They're a little bit out of fashion, no?
Okay.
This episode will be. Ideas can vary from watching season 3, episode 7.
There's two guys.
Mm-hmm.
But those might be our listeners. Those might be our listeners, and one is sitting and one is standing.
One is standing. It's 50-50. It's
and I like that they're just watching musical notes on television with headphones.
Watching
on.
Musical notes on television while separately listening to a podcast with giant headphones. That's mostly that is how most of our listeners consume. That is true.
A random TV show or playing a game like Family Feud or Match Game.
Now hold on. Now why is the
so Family Feud is like a proper Family Feud graphic, and then Match Game is a game.
I think no, so. Akiva, I believe this is a soccer match. If I had to guess,
soccer match. That is correct. Soccer match is a picture of a soccer field. This is a lot of X's and O's.
Match is that a term in soccer? Match game.
No, well, it could be a match or it could be a game. But it can't, I've never heard of a soccer game be called a match game. But listen, that's what happens sometimes with SEO.
Yeah, okay. Well, Akiva, would this be a good play? Could you make this out?
It looks like yes. Well, the O's are going to try and get the ball into... O's are on offense, which, you know, like they're going to try and get the ball into the striker O.
And there's two X's right over here.
It's a one on two, but he's going to split the defense. He's going to shoot to the right and score, it looks like. We're going to get a goal.
Why is the O on top going the other way, though?
The O, there is an O going the wrong way, but maybe he's just worried about like the defense, the offense sort of like sneaking behind them if they get a fit.
I don't know if this is from Ted Lasso or not.
It might be. This is probably a clip from
Ted Lasso.
Spoilers,
Ted Lasso. Yeah. Okay.
Game, or even celebrating true love and having the first official Ranup wedding.
Yeah, so we celebrated true love by having the first official Ranup wedding.
Ranup wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, two different sort of groups of people in there.
Yeah, are they a different couple?
No, Kelly White.
Are they a different couple?
Or you think she just got made up for the wedding?
Yeah, well, the guy's hair is a lot different. Off. Well, his hair is a lot. Maybe his hair got done that day. Yeah.
I mean, they probably Googled what Kelly White looks like and just put it in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. First official Ranup wedding. So how does this work?
How does it work?
Listeners can email their ideas to ranup@robusawebsite.com.
That's
so like, for example, the listener is from listener@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Like, leave out the L if you're emailing. Yeah, this
is not a listener. And then maybe that somebody is like listens to so many podcasts that their Gmail address is listener. Maybe they make so many lists.
Well, it could be list, or maybe they just couldn't get listener@gmail.com because it was taken already, but listener without the E.
This is not Gmail. This is gmai.com.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. All right. And then,
but they got our email right.
Yeah, they at least they know where to send it.
Yeah, they got that right. Okay. They send in an email.
Then in the second half of each podcast known as the mailbag.
Why are there so many notes in the mailbag?
Musical notes?
Yeah. I mean, I guess like Akiva, the one thing I've learned from this, like dealing with everybody on Fiverr, is that I think that music notes are a big part of like the iconography of Robin and Keeping the Podcast. Maybe instead of an ampersand, it should be like a G clef.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Rob music
G clef.
Yeah. All right.
Rob and Akiva will go through submissions and decide if an idea should be put on the wheel. Over time, more and more ideas get added to the wheel, and at the conclusion of each episode, the wheel is spun, and that is how the subsequent episode's topic is decided.
Friggin' nailed it.
Yeah. All right, so we can just put this out on Twitter tomorrow and say, like, hey, yes. If people don't understand how the podcast works, here's the explainer video.
Here's the explainer.
Yeah, okay? And then we can just, like, give this link out. If anybody's like, hey, wait, what is Rob McKeeving the podcast? Like, go to, you know...
No one will ever ask again.
Yeah. Go to robiswebsite.com/explainrenap. Boom, there it is.
Yeah, I'll make sure Hannah gets this so we can post it on Twitter.
Okay. So this is good. How much was this, Sam?
This one was, so it was originally $5, but the script we submitted, they're like, this is a full minute video. So you need to either cancel your order or go up. So we ended up spending $10.
Hey, this was a steal. This one.
Steal. Yeah. No, I mean, think overall we got our money's worth. It was one or two flops, but I do think we got our money's
worth. I wonder, should we make an explainer video for every week's episode?
It's not a bad idea.
I mean, for $10.
Pay this guy. So so this week's would be complicated, but let's say the Fiverr thing. Like, Rob and Akiva paid a bunch of people, including me, to break the third, break the fourth wall and to make Fiverr videos, paying them between five. We shouldn't tell them between 5 and 15. He's only getting 10. Tell them 5 or 10. We don't want them to think other people are getting paid more than that.
Yeah, Sam. Should there be a explainer video for every episode of Rob McKeeving the podcast?
I feel like it would probably help.
Maybe every episode of Rob has a podcast, just full time explainer person.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it's true.
I don't know if you need every single episode to be an explainer, but maybe something that's a little bit wait, what's a wand off?
If it's not explained the title, season 3, episode 7, I understand. We're watching an episode of Happy Days or whatever.
What's a brand steal?
Mm-hmm.
What's a brand steal? That has to be a video.
Right. Yes. Survivor Know It Alls, I kind of feel like, these two guys just talk about Survivor.
They know it all. Yeah.
Every week you just change, week 3, week 4. So it's always the same video, just a different number.
Yep. Okay. All right. So, Akiva, are you happy?
I'm thrilled. Yeah, I thought this was fun. The point was, the friends we made along the way on Fiverr.com.
Yeah, Fiverr.com. This was like presents, and we opened some things that we loved. We opened some things that were like socks.
Some of them were socks, yeah.
That's sort of the go-to bad present. But I if somebody got me socks, that would be so much better than so many of the things that I get.
Mm-hmm. Even and the press release.
Mm-hmm.
Better than press release.
Yeah. Yeah. So. All right, there you go. I mean, maybe is ties the bad gift?
Ooh, I have no need for ties. I don't wear a suit. I don't need a tie. So yeah, tie is the new bad gift. That's, a, that's a good call.
Yeah, if I get a tie, I almost we'll get buy it with a specific shirt. Maybe the two times I wear a tie during a year, it's not a tie that some person got me randomly.
No, I think you have. Nobody has any need for ties anymore.
Yeah. All right.
So you're getting married that day.
All right. Sam, thank you for all your work behind the scenes on this.
No problem.
Is there anything you want to plug or promote? Anything fun that you're working on?
We got a fun best of 2021 show coming up that we got to get working on. But okay. That's the extent of what work is looking
if
like.
If people
this week.
Have any last minute best of 2020, I've listened to all of the best of Renap clips this past week. If anybody has any sort of amazing Renap suggestions they want to make sure are in there, what's the best way people should reach out to you, Sam?
Yeah, you can do it. Twitter, Sam Moore, RHAP, SAMMORE, RHAP, 10 and more.
Okay. All right. Sam, are you staying for the mailbag?
I can. I have no ideas, but I'm happy to say.
Akiva, do you want Sam for the mailbag or?
I would love for Sam to say. Okay. It's. I mean, listen, he's a busy man. It's Sunday afternoon. If he wants to stay, we're more than happy to help. He was incredibly helpful today, but he shouldn't feel obligated to.
I don't feel obligated.
People from your neck of the woods like to leave before the mailbag.
I will break the trend. I will stay.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Renap Mailbag 159.5 here on Rob and Akiva, Nina Podcast.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere. This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Drops or take a seat and grin. It's Rob and Uncle Keevy on a weekly thing. Is to take the listeners' ideas in, take the plunge, grab the wheel and spin. What will come up next? Well, I heard that the show the love are for Whoopi Goldberg. You can tell Pete Davidson and MGK they could beat up Kyle Chandler any day. Yeah, Rob and Akiva need a podcast. Rob and Akiva need a podcast. It's Rob and Akiva need a podcast. Rob and Akiva need a podcast. Hey,
all right, take a seat and grin, everybody, because it's time for the mailbag. Of course, this is the section where we are going to let me see if I what's it called. This is the section where we read listener stuff.
The section where we read listener stuff. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. All right. So, Sam Moore, do you have ideas for the wheel?
Yeah. If somebody goes back and listens to the end of part one, I specifically said I have no ideas, but I'm happy to stay.
Oh,
I have no ideas. No.
Okay. All right. I thought maybe you might have worked on one during the break.
No.
Okay.
I have no idea.
All right.
You can tell me for a week, and I'll still come up with nothing.
Okay.
Not my strong suit.
Yeah. I mean, not ideally what you want to hear from somebody who's coordinating a lot of your production, Akiva.
Well, I do well with the logistics stuff. It's just like having the ideas. You give me the blank sheet of paper, I'm lost. If I have a little something to go off of, I'm good at building it.
Okay. All right. Akiva, do you have any suggestions from the listeners?
Yes, I have a bunch of suggestions.
From listener@gmail.com.
From listener@gmail.com, I do have a bunch of suggestions. The first one is, people said that we've gone light on mailbags recently, and that's the reason why the wheel is kind of thin.
Mm.
So the suggestion, and this has been suggested many times, is what do the two of us think about doing I can't believe it's just mailbag episode at some point in the new year.
Mm. Now,
mailbag only.
Is the issue that you and I have not listened to enough mailbag suggestions, or, and that would be to put the blame on us, or have maybe the listeners not been sending in a lot of great ideas? Do you think that if we like just kept panning for gold, we would find it?
I think if I read every idea, like we'd probably be able to spin some better. Like, yeah, I think the listener ideas have been good recently. I do think we're only reading, you know, the usual four, which is what we started with, I think.
But our listeners just counting on the other listeners to send in the gold.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's a lot of send it to the waiting room and then you never revisit the waiting room. Mm-hmm. So I feel like there's stuff that gets lost in limbo there.
Yeah,
I know.
Hmm.
Definitely, I feel true. Like there might be some stuff there.
All right.
Yeah. So that definitely is a thing.
Okay.
So what do you think? Should we do an all mailbag episode at some point in the new year?
Should we do an all mailbag episode in the new year? I don't think it's necessary. That would get a lot of
ideas.
Yeah. I don't think it's necessary. No? I mean, okay. A special week where it's all, I can't believe it's all mailbag. Maybe put that on the wheel. How about that? Like have a spot on the wheel where it's all, oops, all mailbag.
That's the suggestion, Rob.
Okay, that's fine.
Oops,
okay.
All mailbag.
But I thought you were scheduling a specific week.
No. I'm okay. Saying put it on now, and that means like at some point, hopefully soon, it will come okay. up. Yeah, oops, all mailbag.
Okay.
Put it on the wheel?
All right, let's go ahead. Oops, all mailbag. Okay.
All right. The wheel's not so thin anymore.
Is there no second half that's a mailbag?
The first half is the mailbag, and the second half is the mailbag. Oops, all mailbag. It's like, where's the berries? The whole thing is berries.
Yeah.
I guess at the beginning of the episode, we go straight into it. So like maybe we just start, we banter for a couple minutes, and then it's the mailbag.
Maybe why don't we have like do the mailbag, and then a guest will join us for more mailbag.
Okay, perfect. More mailbag.
So we start with just us, and then maybe we'll spice it up and have a guest like halfway through.
Perfect. Oops, all mailbag. Maybe we have a bunch of guests. Maybe we'll just like keep bringing people in. Who knows? Oops, all mailbag. I like it.
Okay. All right. Oops, all mailbag is on the wheel. Is that a permanent spot?
No, I think it's a one-time thing. If we like it, it can be a permanent spot. But I think let's not commit to making it permanent. The other thing was people want a second spot for the crappy movie diaper in the new year. What do you think about that?
Okay. I know you said that, but if you say people want it and this isn't
just... It's probably just one person and I'm just repeating it from last time.
Is this like a permanent spot?
No, it's like a second, because the same way season 3, episode 7 has 2 spots, this would be the crappy movie diaper.
Sam, now gets how do you feel about also? 2 spots for the crappy movie diaper? Do you like the crappy movie episodes?
I do, depending on the movie. I'm still waiting for a cast to come up and get vetoed. But I don't know. I feel like season 3, episode 7 is the thing that gets the focus. I don't know if we need to give the crappy movie 2 spots.
Now, Rob and Akiva both have a veto this week.
I know. I was thinking that as you were coming in. I'm like, and you could have one. Oh my gosh.
We have a guest veto?
Well, no, he's got guest choice, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not going to veto my own choice.
No, you're not.
Didn't we say at one point that there was a guest veto and that that Akiva, you thought that it would be like if the guest vetoed what came up on the wheel, then it would be a very big controversy that week?
Yes, I do think that. So we'll make it official. Going forward, there's one guest veto a year, but not today because this is the last episode of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
You want a veto?
Yeah, I'll take the veto. I doubt I'm going to use it, but I'll take it.
Hold on, Akiva. Look, if we want to start for the new year, but we can't just say Sam's here in the mailbag, and now he has a veto. Chaos.
You can't just show up with a veto, Sam. I agree.
Yeah. All right.
You could listen. We have two. We have three vetoes because we each have one, and then we have the friend's veto that we could
use. Right.
Mm-hmm.
I will say if it comes up guest choice, I choose, and then one of you guys vetoes it, then I'm upset.
Hmm.
Okay. Well, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I don't even know what I would choose.
So, I got a message back from Nicole. She said,
"Oh,
yeah, looks good.
All of it? She wants you to buy like, all?
I don't know.
What are we going to match in? What are those? What's the best one? What should I match? Well, don't tell her about me. She won't be interested.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to know what we should match.
Here, you want me to?
I'll buy them right now.
Yeah,
we'll be matching.
You want me to call her real quick?
You can call her. Yeah.
Okay. Let me 60 seconds. Mm-hmm. Let me just see that. Okay. All right. I'll text her and say, you want me to buy all that? Yeah. Okay. Go ahead. What's the next idea?
Okay. The next idea is called PBS shows are trash. This is from Erin. She says, as a child who grew up in a house without cable, PBS shows, you grew up with cable, Rob, did you?
Yeah.
For Sam, you grew up with cable?
Yep.
PBS shows were what I watched growing up. My favorite was Zoom, which is kind of an all that light, but also educational. It also has an iconic theme song, made up language, and lots of try at home activities could make for funny commentary. Other possible shows would be Wishbone, Lamb Chops, Mr. Rogers, and Arthur.
Mm-hmm. Don't we already have something on the wheel that's shows are trash? Oh, we just did stick shows are trash.
We did SNCC. I don't think we have another one, no.
Yeah. And I think this is very reminiscent of kid shows are trash. Like, yeah, it's mm-hmm. the same category.
These are like less popular versions of those.
Mm-hmm. The educational version. Yeah. So who wants the educational
show? Can I update something from the SNCC shows are trash?
Please.
So after we did that episode that Chappelle had talked about how he really wanted to hear from Lori Beth Denberg. And so a listener actually beat me to the punch. They got their order in earlier. So shout out to our RJP listener, Xander with a Z, not the guy from Survivor, who bought Chappelle a Lori Beth Denberg cameo. But I too purchased Chappelle a Lori Beth Denberg cameo. I'm not going to play the whole thing, but this is an interesting opening from Lori Beth Denberg. Okay. I already sent this off to Chappelle, but let me just share a little bit of a cameo from Lori Beth Denberg. Not Mary Beth Akiva. Beth Denberg. Okay.
Hey, Chappelle, it's Lori Beth again. I'm pretty sure we've spoken before. Rob Cesternino, who I don't know if that's the Rob Cesternino from Survivor, but if it is, tell him I said hi. If it's not, tell him I said hi. I don't want to say hi only to people that were on Survivor, but
wow. How about that, Akiva?
How does she know you are? Oh my god.
Oh my gosh. And not
Nicole might have to be it's good thing you left LA. Nicole would have to be a little nervous at this point.
Yeah.
Technical, do you know Lori Beth Denberg knows me? Mm-hmm. You think she's like an RHAP listener? Like, does she remember you from season 6 and 8 of Survivor? Or do you think she
if she was an RHAP listener, I think SNCC shows are trash would be on her radar.
Maybe she's a Survivor only feed subscriber. She's never seen it.
I think also if she was an RHAP listener, I think she would have a little more awareness of Chappelle and Rob Cesternino.
Yeah,
and,
she knows Chappelle. That's true.
Yeah, I think so.
I think she's starting to get close though. I feel like one more cameo and she'll like officially know what RHAP is. Like she already knows she's talked to Chappelle before. She knows you. I feel like the dots are starting to get a little bit closer.
Look,
I mean, you could definitely get her on a podcast, it sounds like.
Yeah, well, I will send a message to her thanking her for the cameos. Look at us. We're bigger than Dopra.
All right. So Lori Beth Denberg follows only 110 people on Twitter. Okay. Yeah,
okay.
One of them is
Chappelle.
Kyle Sarge Jason from Survivor.
Okay. Oh.
That's like very specific.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a bunch of reality TV people. I think there's a good chance she's a big Survivor fan.
Yeah. Okay. Huge news. Huge, if true. Okay.
I think we could definitely, I think we could definitely get her on.
All right, so PBS shows are trash.
I don't want to okay, she's verified. Yeah, she's got 700. Mm-hmm. So PBS shows are trash. Yeah, we're saying no to that. We're trashing that idea.
Okay. Fine.
Michael.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Michael says Rob and Akiva are reversed. I don't know what this is. He says, one of my favorite parts of the Three Fast, Three Furious episode was each of you alternating movies. So you had to guess what happened in the prior movies you hadn't seen. And I think, are we ready for that? Or is that a bracket season thing to add another one of those?
I mean, if we have the right thing.
Well, listening to this week's Nothing But Netflix, watching the third movie in a franchise without seeing the prior two.
Yeah, you watched the Princess Switch.
Yeah, with Chappelle and Kirsten.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I came up with this idea for the next movie series watch, like Three Fast, Three Furious. Robert Akiva instead watch each of the movies in backward order and trying to guess what the characters had led the characters to the current thing. So watching Harry Potter backwards, Hunger Game backwards, alternatively, Robert Akiva watch the season finale of a TV series in backward order and then try and guess. No, I think it's a cute idea. I think it's too confusing.
Too confusing. And yeah,
I think it worked.
Yeah. Also, like the idea of doing the 3X was that we could get it all done. Like this sounds like we're watching movies at regular speed, multiple movies.
Come on. It's like when there's a new character introduced, you're not even sure they're new, and you're just like, wait, why isn't this person here?
We have
here?
Families, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes. So Three Fast, Three Furious was really one of my favorite things we did this year. Mm-hmm. I do think we should. It's at the point where we can definitely bring it back. I can get suggestions. I don't know if we should do
a
bracket
of it. I did not see any highlights from Three Fast, Three Furious in the best of 2021. And Akiva says it's one of the best things we did this year.
I just don't. What's the 2 minute clip from it? It's a, what, 5 hour episode, 5.5 hour episode?
I'm sure there's something. You just got to listen a quarter mile at a time.
Okay. And on 3X.
And on 3X, ideally. Mm-hmm. Well, three, yeah, at least.
Maybe we should have like a really long podcast. Section of the podcast in 3X.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Think about it.
Now, does Renap also make the best of, or we're only in our
I think
standalone?
I'll have one clip from Renap and then go ahead will be its own.
Perfect. That's fair. That's a good compromise. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Rob and Akiva get very into K-pop. This is from Elisa.
Yeah.
I know my sister.
We do have music know about notes. This, yeah.
Flew across the country to watch BTS play in LA for a bunch of shows.
Yeah.
I didn't even know. I was like, I don't hear anything about my family. I just see my sister's like Instagram stories. They're like in the Staples Center, or I guess now crypto.com or whatever it's called.
Mm-hmm.
At like a BTS show.
Yeah.
I don't remember getting like when I was a kid, I don't remember my parents being like, here's $1,000, Kiva. Go have a fun weekend by yourself.
Is that what they did for your sister?
I feel at least probably right. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Boy, now I know why they call it K-pop, because you need to get a K from your parents to go see it.
It's true. You need a K from, hey, mom, I need one K. Gotta be, right? And I'm just teasing. I have plenty.
Hey, look, they put a TV in your room.
It's true. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they spent over a K on cable. That's why they call it cable.
Cable with a K?
Like a 30 Rock, Cable Town.
Mm-hmm. I'm not really.
Definitely a very timely reference.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Anyway.
All right. How do we get into K-pop?
I don't know. Someone takes us through K-pop. We pick our favorite band. I mean,
we have a lot of music notes in all of our podcast, like artwork and logos.
Yes.
Akiva listens to all the albums every week.
I listen to all the albums. I don't know much about BTS. And although and the K-pop. If there's someone out there who wants to be our guide,
what about like K-pop universe, Rob and Akiva are BTS, and then it's an episode that's like really like behind the scenes. But then people like SEO, people are like, oh, let me click on
the
this.
BTS people. There is nothing like they'll click on you. You take a picture on Twitter with like a BTS person, 100,000 likes. Just one picture. If it was like you and Paulie Calfiori and someone from BTS, that's like 150
right there. Yeah.
So
Rob and Akiva bring you BTS, but then it's just like that. The whole episode is like we're like maybe just like talking on the phone, like getting ready for the podcast.
Yeah. Behind the scenes, ready, preparing for the next podcast.
Yeah.
And the show artwork is BTS, the band, correct?
Yeah.
But that's clickbait then. Oh. You'll get dragged.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll get so many bad reviews.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Fine. So yeah, we'll put that in the waiting room. We'll never talk about it again. William says Rob and Akiva take the big fat quiz.
Take the big fat quiz.
Yeah. There's a British panel show called the Big Fat Quiz of the Year or the Big Fat Quiz of Everything. So we're going to do it. It's basically a trivia quiz over the events of the last year. Rob and Akiva each captain a 2-player team. So we each like pick a captain or something.
I think we would family. Do so bad, I think.
But it's me and person X versus you and person Y.
But hold on. So we take the big fat quiz of the year. So, I mean, let's see. When is this? I think we have to do it right now.
Yeah, I feel like, I think the ship has sailed for 2021. This might be a 2022 idea. Yeah.
So now remind us.
How fat is the quiz?
Yeah, so here's how fat the quiz is. In the TV show, there's 6 rounds of 6 questions. So it's 36.
Okay, here, let's just do it right now. Let's just see if we can do it right now. Okay.
Okay.
How well do you remember 2021? All right.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Is this the quiz?
Okay.
Categories are headlines, sports, film, TV, science.
Okay. Let's see. Top story. M&S launched a legal battle against Aldi by claiming they had copied their trademark of what cake?
Now, this is a British question. Like, this is because it's a British TV show. We need like an American.
Carly the Caterpillar? Colin the Caterpillar? Cuthbert the Caterpillar? Or Cameron the Caterpillar?
Probably Cuthbert. Sounds very British.
The Caterpillar.
I'm going to go with the SAT answer. Always go C.
No, it was Colin the Caterpillar.
Is that what you did on the SATs? You just guessed C a lot?
I think that was like the strategy. When in doubt, guess C. Any high school students listening, never heard that definitely before. Do that.
All right, question number two. In February, Jackie Weaver became an overnight sensation when a Twitter video showed her calm banishment of troublesome and shouty men during a Hansforth Parish Council meeting on what platform? Skype, Microsoft Teams, Zoom, or Google Meet?
It's 2021. It's got to be Zoom.
It's. I mean, I'm looking at the picture, and it's definitely Zoom. Got to be Zoom. It was Zoom. Yeah, that was an easy one. That was an easy one. Okay. All right. Boy, should we banish any troublesome and shouty men from this podcast, Akiva?
If we ever had one on, I'd banish him in a heartbeat.
I'll see you guys later. Yes. I'm out.
Yes.
You're not troublesome.
Okay. All right. In 2021, which 2021 fictional Netflix drama saw 456 players all deep in financial debt compete with their lives for a chance to win huge sums of money?
Princess Switch 3, baby.
The Irregulars, Bridgerton, Squid Game, The Serpent, or Lupin?
I think three of those shows are like made up British shows, and the other one is Squid Game.
Yeah, Squid Game. Mm-hmm. Okay. Which of this year's great British Bake Off contestants produced this 3D biscuit windmill showstopper on week two?
Rob, like this is a question for you. Okay.
Dunk that wins the slam dunk contest. Was, the biscuit windmill.
I believe it was Jürgen.
Sure.
Yeah. Boy, I didn't know they got Bake Off questions. All right. So I don't think that this is super exciting. In October, which actor became the oldest person to ever travel to space at age 90? Is it William Shatner, Tony Bennett, Dick Van Dyke, or James Earl Jones?
Akiva, it's got to be Shat, right?
Yeah, I know that.
Akiva hates
I don't even
space.
Know if all those people are alive.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I hate Shatner and I hate space. I was like totally out on that story.
Although
I know Strahan went to space.
Yeah, but he's not 90. Was that his number, 90? 92?
No, Strand's 92.
Ask Cody Calafiore, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. In September, a group of climate change protesters began obstructing traffic on the M25 as well as other roads around London to demand that the government deal with social housing. What was the name of this group? Was it Extinction Rebellion? Save Our Planet? But it's R, it's like the letter R. Not backwards like Toys R Us. Save Our Planet. Insulate Britain? Or Climate Action?
I'll go Climate Action, but it's complete shot.
Insulate
dark.
Britain? That's like a weird name.
Insulate, yeah. I'm going to say Extinction Rebellion.
Extinction Rebellion.
Yeah.
I said the last one. I don't remember what it was.
Okay. It is Insulate Britain. How about that? Connie Britton was the on-screen wife of Kyle Chandler.
It's your Friday Night Lights.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So I don't know how exciting of a podcast this would be.
Probably not that exciting.
Yeah. And I feel like British pop culture questions. I don't know which one of the three of us is nailing that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I can do the Crown quiz.
Do you have any Crown trivia questions for Sam?
No, I haven't watched it in a year.
Okay. Do you have any?
Yeah. Who is the current? Who is the current Queen of England?
In real life.
Yeah, in real life.
That would be Queen Elizabeth II, I believe she is.
Yeah. Wow. Never done an interview in her whole life, Rob. What do you think about that media strategy?
Is she waiting for the right spot?
Probably waiting for, Oprah, I guess, never called. I don't know. Wait, it's been like 97 years, whatever. Never done one interview.
Mm-hmm. Well, Oprah had Harry and Meghan. Right, I don't know if she's going to go for the Queen next.
Probably not. She took a side. Oprah took a side, and that's it.
Do you think
probably that's why she did it.
She's land the interview with the Queen. What would we call the episode?
I mean, we probably watch Cats with her.
Mm-hmm.
Cats starring Queen Elizabeth II.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll put BTS in the title to really get the SEO up also.
Okay.
Behind the scenes with the Queen.
You got Dame Judi Dench and the Queen all in one episode.
Yeah, we could get, if we have the Queen, we could get Dame Judi Dench.
Yeah. Okay.
This is for an idea from Terry. She says, Rob and Akiva have seen it all. Basically, all the things we've watched and done over the course of the podcast, someone makes a trivia game and we see who remembers more about the first few years of the podcast, Rob or Akiva.
I think that somebody could make the trivia game. I think we could play it in the mailbag, but I don't think there's
that's a mailbag game. If someone wants to volunteer,
like people want to make short games for us for the mailbag and stuff like that. Like just make them and we'll do them and send them in. But
you know, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
If someone makes that game, can we play it in the Oops All mailbag, or is that too much of a thing for that?
We could play it in the second half of the mailbag episode.
Got it. With the guest. Okay, fine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fine. And maybe in the Oops All mailbag, if that comes up soon, we'll also do the bracket of the the thing we should do 3X on.
And if it's really good, we'll let you come on and ask us the questions.
Mm-hmm. If it's really
maybe
good,
if you do one and we like
really
it,
bad.
And then we have you back and then the second one.
Yep.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm. Sam, you got anything for us?
He has nothing.
I still know.
Okay.
Ryan says,
what about doing all the Spider-Mans in the 3X?
Like, when you say all the Spider-Mans, are we going back to Tobey Maguire?
I was hoping there wasn't anything before that. Yeah, Tobey Maguire, Garfield, who's in between them?
No.
Tom Holland. Mr. Holland's open.
And then Spider-Verse. So I think Wendell that's Holland. 9 movies.
Yeah.
Wendell Holland. Well, he could be the 4th one. There's a lot of Spider-Mans right now. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's 9 movies, which is equal to the matter of Fast and Furious.
That's a lot of Spider-Man. My daughter went with her friends to Spider-Man the other day. She gave a good review. She said it was very good.
Mm-hmm.
She said Zendaya is a great actor.
Yeah. So there's 9 total films, Sam?
Yeah. So you have 3 Tobey Maguire's, 2 Andrew Garfield's, 3 Tom Holland's, and also Into the Spider-Verse.
Oh, he's a Spider-Verse. Now, are we watching like Endgame and like Infinity War?
I was thinking Spider-Man proper.
Do those advance the plot of Spider-Man?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen him.
Yes, some of them do.
Yeah.
Could someone cut those clips? I'm sure that's on YouTube or something.
Sure. I don't think that there's enough there because it's not like one story, right? Unless you, Sam, again, I have not seen No Way Home. Is No Way Home going to bring in like all the stories?
No comment.
Okay. So, I don't think like... This is not that podcast. Too beloved, Spider-Man, Akiva.
Yeah, we were taking things that are silly or bad.
Two out of the 3 trilogies kind of just end because of production woes and not because of actually being done with the story.
Mm-hmm. What, the Sam Raimi Spider-Man movies end because of production woes?
Yeah, because like they were going to make Spider-Man 4 and then they decided to make the Andrew Garfield one. And just trash everything that Sam Raimi did. And there's no real proper ending to this.
Okay. All right. So, you know, maybe Sam can maybe explore that one day on a podcast.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what everyone's dying to hear.
Yeah. I mean, didn't Josh and Kevin already do this?
Yeah, they did it last year. Okay. They went through like all the Spider-Man movies.
We could do it, but it would be this year.
Yeah.
And on 3X and in one episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can also do the Venom movies if you really don't value the time.
I think we're good. This is an anti-spider podcast.
Oh, we got another thing to put on the wheel. Robin Akiva, forgive, forget, or forget. I think we're just calling it Robin. I think it's something called like, I think we're calling it like Robin Akiva, something about, because grievances are in there. It's the grievance podcast. I think per Marta's suggestion, it's forgive or forget is too vague. I think it's like Robin Akiva, settle your grievances, : forgive or forget. Something like that.
Okay. Airing of grievances.
Airing of grievances. Robin Akiva, air your grievances.
Okay. Because Festivus was this week. Did you?
I know. I did post it. I posted on Festivus.
Yes, I saw.
I like thought to post it and I'm like, grievances, Festivus. Oh, today is Festivus. It was really a 1 in 365 chance.
All right, so then...
We got some grievances.
We got some good grievances. I'll post it again.
Yeah, enough for the podcast. Listen, it's a slow internet week right before Christmas.
And did you post it on Saturday of the slow internet week?
I didn't. I did. Well, you retweeted. I think it was on Wednesday, whatever Festivus
was. Yeah, I think that was Thursday.
But it was a slow day, but I'll retweet it. It got enough that there's already enough there, but I'll get more.
All right, Akiva, do you have one that more go before on the wheel. We get into spinning
I
this
have
week's
one.
Wheel?
I have one more. You want a silly one or a real one?
Give me the real one.
Okay. Robin Akiva are just like that. This is from Goldie Paul. She says,
oh no.
Look, I know this doesn't qualify for season 3, episode 7, but you have to cover this bonkers Sex and the City revival. The show has everything.
Goldie, Akiva doesn't want to hear about it.
Every 10 minutes, death by Peloton, a woman gets attacked by a clown, one of Charlotte's daughters might be a jinx, the other is full chaos, everyone's queer now, a very confusing portrayal of podcasting, no one knows what woke means, and no one cares, drinking wine into a school, and that's just one episode. I'll come on and explain to you why this is perhaps the greatest achievement in television history. We could ask someone who actually cares about Sixers.
What do you think, Akiva?
I know I poo-pooed the conversation. How is this show working? Like, how many, what, first of all, what platform is this on?
It's HBO
on
HBO Max.
Max?
And then how many episodes are there?
I feel like that are they dropping 2 a week?
Oh, I thought they just did the premiere 2. I mean, they dropped 2 and then 1 a week.
Yeah, they dropped 2 and then 1 a week.
And I think I said something. I think it might be 10 episodes, but I could definitely be wrong on that.
And I don't know if anybody is enjoying it. I'm seeing a lot of, like, bad, why are they doing this?
Here's what I'll say. So they're dropping the 5th of 10 episodes this week. We could put it on the wheel, and if it comes up before the show is over, we'll watch that week's episode. Sight unseen. I'm fine doing that.
All right. So
this is going to be on the wheel for the next 5 weeks.
Me, you, and Goldie. So.
Okay. And yeah, so just it's on the like wheel for that, 5 weeks. We're go on the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. And all these things are eligible for the spin because next week there is no episode.
Okay. All right.
But yeah, no, I think that would be fun to watch like a horrible Sex and the City.
It's wild. All right. And nobody likes it.
Yeah. And a horrible thing that nobody likes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. That's the mailbag for this week. We'll have a, I got to start stockpiling ideas for the Oops All mailbag.
All right. Are you ready to hear what's on the wheel?
Please.
Season 3, Ep 7 is on the wheel. The coin flip, the crappy movie diaper, going to get 2 spots in 2022. The guest choice, kid's book, Rob and Akiva do a movie commentary, The Human Lie Detector, the Renap recap. We recap an old episode. Rob and Akiva are pickup artists. Forgive or forget you. Oh, that was already on the mail. But okay. So we're now calling that airing of grievances. Okay.
Airing of grievances.
The 2022 hot takeoff.
Yep. That's there.
The 5 spot. Mm-hmm. Oops. Rob all Akiva extra.
Mm-hmm.
The airing of grievances, and just like that. Okay.
All of a sudden, wheel not so thin anymore.
Okay, boy. Then next week, we will have a best of Robin Akiva special for the weekend of New Year's.
Mm-hmm. And we'll be back the 7th or the 8th or whatever with the first of many, hopefully, episodes of 2022.
Okay. All right. So here we go. Next week's episode with vetoes in hand. Let's spin for episode number 160. Oh, season 3, episode 7. We might be kicking off the new year as we did the last year.
Mm-hmm. But remember, we each have a veto.
Yeah. Okay.
And we could double veto.
Akiva, would you use a veto here?
Well, we get to hear what the episode is.
Oh, okay.
What shows are even fishbowl these days?
So I'll read them quick.
All right, and I will walk to go get the fishbowl.
Gilligan's Island, Gilmore Girls, Doogie Howser, M.D. We like shows with a good.
Yeah. Oh,
who's the goss? Girly Edition, Frasier, Desperate Housewives, Full House, Sister, Sliders, Herman's Head, and Pretty Little Liar.
Yeah. Okay.
That's the Dirty Dozen.
All right, boy. Then we could have Dominic as the guest for Full House season 3 episode.
I was thinking that. That's definitely what I'm rooting for.
We should have done. We should have had the boys on for some sort of. Home Alone thing.
Now, Akiva, if I am thinking about using my veto, could I use it before the ball gets picked?
That would be wild, but completely unnecessary. It would be like. It would be like challenging a call before the referee's made
this. Yeah, well, how about this?
Yeah.
I'm already going to veto it because I...
That's crazy.
You
don't want to do season 3 episodes.
We're going to go 2 weeks without doing a new episode. Nobody's going to be excited for us to come back and do season 3 episode 7. And I don't want to get...
People love season 3 episode 7.
I don't want to get somebody mad. That was going to be my episode where I was coming on. And then I got that people are dragging me on Twitter of, Rob doesn't respect me.
You saved your veto till December 26th. Yeah. Just veto it. All right. Now, just pick one randomly to see what it would have
been. Yeah, I want to know what this universe would have been.
What was the universe going to be?
What would it have been?
What would it have been?
Okay.
And just like that.
And just like that. Community.
No, that's not eligible. Pick something else.
What do you mean it's not eligible?
We took it out of the fishbowl a year ago because Josh Wiggler started
They're not even at season podcast. 3, episode 7 yet.
Yeah, no, we took it out of the fishbowl.
And then what, I didn't think this was
You brought that
here.
From LA for no reason.
Okay.
I hope it didn't cost extra.
All right. Desperate Housewives.
Okay. That would have been a fun episode. No one would have been mad about us talking about
this. Not this universe.
Okay. All right.
I hope it comes up again.
All right.
No, I think it's off the wheel now.
That was a good veto.
I'm going to tell Kirsten and Mari that you vetoed Desperate Housewives.
We had two guests for Desperate Housewives?
I don't know. They both wanted to do. I don't know. We could have had them fight, but now we'll never know.
All right. Now we'll never know. Okay. All right. Here we go. Also, there are ping pong balls in there with my kids' names on them. I think that they did not understand the assignment here of what we're doing.
That's fine.
And they took a marker and wrote their names on this. There is an Anthony and Dominic ball in the fishbowl.
Well, I think that's a fun twist. Like, then you pick theirs out, and if it's them, then they have to guess on whatever episode. Yeah, but it's not
like
the fishbowl
is filled with my name and Akiva's name and, like, all the different
co-hosts. Because it's Robin and Akiva need a podcast. You guys are going to be on. Mm-hmm. But if Dominic or Anthony ball gets pulled first,
they don't know what it is.
Yeah, Dominic would tell
them. Is this a Dominic episode or is this an Anthony episode? Mm-hmm.
That's okay, here we go. All right, spin number two.
I still have my veto, plus we can jointly veto.
All right, Robin and Akiva do a movie commentary.
What do you think, Sam?
So just to set this up for the listeners, this was Robin and Akiva are going to watch Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory and then do a movie commentary over the film.
Yes, yeah, so in full transparency, if I got guest choice, this was where I was going to go.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, no, that's a pretty cool idea that I just vetoed.
I had a feeling. I'm shocked.
Sorry, Sam. All right, well,
I'm not going to bring it. You can't use it. It's like a timeout in football, Sam. You know, you're a fantasy football guy. You can't bring it to the second half.
All right. So,
I'm not going to be Cliff Kingsbury.
Is that what he does?
I mean, he's just a bad coach. I don't know if that's... I fell asleep during that game.
No, I feel like people can't decide if he's a bad coach or a good coach.
No, I think people, like, he's very good looking and has a very nice house, but isn't a good coach. I think at this point, that's what we're
doing. Mm-hmm. Hey, look, Akiva, 2 out of 3 is not bad.
Would you have vetoed this on any other week that wasn't December 26th?
I would definitely not.
Yeah. Didn't think so. All right. Yeah.
I'll be fine if it comes up in a few weeks.
Here we go. Spin number three.
Now we're... Yeah.
Five spot, Robin Akiva. All right, so now we're going, Robin Akiva are extra. Going back to the well. Going back to the well a little quick.
Mm-hmm.
We've only done 5 minutes of Fallies.
Yeah, it's a different show, though.
Much different show. Okay.
We can listen. If you want to put in your half, I'll think about putting in my half.
Sam, do you think that the response will be positive or negative when we come back in 2 weeks and watch a week of Extra?
Extra.
It'll be positive. You'll get a lot. I'm trying to think. So on you get the first week of January. There's always some interesting news there. A lot of New Year's trends and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That could be interesting. I just think the date on it. When it was Five Nights at Fally's? That was
only 3 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago. Yeah. So it's like a month
apart. I'll put in my half.
So just doing the math. Okay, let's talk about our outs here. Because now, see, the fishbowl can't come up anymore. The movie can't.
What
come
do you mean
up.
It can't and come up anymore?
Like this episode, like once you veto something, it can't come.
Oh, this is news to me.
I thought, Sam, do you know the rules? Are you familiar with the?
You literally said about Desperate Housewives. I hope it comes up again.
Yeah, but I think that's incorrect.
Yeah, I think if this gets vetoed, season 3, episode 7 is out. Movie.
I think it's after
the rest.
I think that's what we've always done. I think.
Once you're vetoed,
otherwise there's no reason to veto something.
Well, the reason to veto is we're not doing it next week, and then you let you to leave it up to fate again.
All right, so basically, the other things are crappy movies. Which would you be more excited about that than Desperate Housewives?
Depends
on the movie.
Depends on the movie. Yeah.
Guest choice. So we're really at Sam's whim. children's book, which I think
and you already took fun, my number one off the board.
Is not your favorite idea, I know, on the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
Human lie detector test, which is a good idea. It's a little bit of work, but that's a very good idea. That's a good way to start the year. Renap recap.
Mm-hmm.
I really like Renap recap, but I also, it is similar to this, something we've done relatively recently where we like talked about an old episode, or at least played an old episode. Pickup artists would be fun. Grievances would be fun. Hot takeoff would be fun. So I think there's a better than 50% chance if we veto this, we get something better, but there is a chance we get something less exciting.
Okay, so what do you want to do?
You're putting in your half?
Yeah.
I'll put in my half. Let's go. Fourth, but now we're out. Okay. We're right now we're... although now, I know it's going to end up being coin flip or listener's
choice. Or guest choice. Or, yeah. Oh, listener's choice.
All right.
Is listener's choice on the wheel?
Listener's choice is not on the wheel. It's suspended after the incident with Young and the Restless.
Oh, I think we should put it back on.
What? The listeners are off probation?
I think they're off. I think for next week, we're putting it back on.
2022 is a new year and everyone.
Yeah, new year. We got some workarounds.
Okay. All right.
Malfeasance.
So that for listener's choice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there you go. All right.
Oh, that means we have to do, if we get listener's choice, then there's three wheel spins with that.
It would be three more wheel spins.
Yes. Season 3, episode 7. It can't be movie commentary and it correct. Can't be.
All right.
Oh my gosh.
All right, here we go. Mm-hmm. Spin number 4.
Yeah.
Listener's choice.
Airing of grievances. Now.
Okay. Yeah.
You're ready for that? You're ready? I mean,
yeah. Oh, 2 weeks. We got 2 weeks.
I know there was some confusion. Did it get added to the wheel this week? No, it was already added to the wheel. We rebranded it. Airing of grievances. Akiva has the list. So I think that's a good one for to start off.
Very good. I think it'll be a solid way to start off the year. I agree.
Are you going to forgive or forget you to start off the new year? Are you bringing this stuff, this clutter into the new year?
Mm hmm. Yeah, I think we'll hopefully be in a forgiving mood. It'll be after the holidays, Rob's favorite time of the year, 350 days away from Christmas.
Oh yeah, this is my time, baby.
Mm-hmm. I think we'll be good.
Putting all the Christmas stuff away and we don't have to think about it for a year.
Yes, put away the tree. That's what the Gentiles do, right, Sam? They put away the tree.
I'm going to write a song.
100%.
Yeah, maybe can I record
away,
like
a... Put away
like
the garage.
Put that tree away. You don't have mm-hmm. to buy gifts for 300 days.
Yeah. Yep, you got it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe you should work with the guy that did the rap song.
Yeah, put it away. Sorry, kids. No presents. Mm-hmm. They're so far away.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Every kid cry.
All right.
I'm going to sit and grin till the autumn. Yeah, I don't know. All right. So there you go. Airing of grievances next week on Rob McKinney, the podcast. Akiva, what's coming up for you this week?
We had a very fun NGOG. We already recorded also NGOG with Rob. I don't think we've recorded since then. So we did season 3, episode 7 with Rob.
I was very fun, chuffed to bits to be there for NGOG.
Very fun. And then we already recorded season 3, episode 8. So there's double NGOG, even though we took a month off. 32 fans. We had some fun. We ranked our top 10 TV shows of the year each.
Yeah. And also, I was team Akiva. Mm-hmm. I think that was a wild take. Chester can't rank a season of television but if I did have to have like an airing of the grievances with the annual 32 fans top 10 list, I feel like mm-hmm. that, you know, it's just like the top 10 list of the shows that you two watch. Like, it's not like
basically.
So it's like, it's the same things every single year.
Well, some of them are new, but I hear what you're saying. Oh, honestly, some years what we do is we get like 100 lists from the listeners and stuff, but I sort of forgot to do that. So I'll take them.
Right. Right. Like, there's some like, you know, when Chester's ranking Big Mouth as like a top 10 show, that you're like, what?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What planet is this?
No, it's like, well, we've watched 20 shows and we pick our 10 favorite.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so we did that and we'll be back. We did a football episode also, and then we will be back this week with more football and more other stuff. Curb also ending this week. Curb was the show Chester refused to rank because it only aired 9 of its 10 episodes, so it's not ready to go in top 10 rankings yet.
Mm-hmm.
But Curb, Josh Wigler and I, we had on Naomi Calhoun and Jordan Kalish last week. Double
Wow.
Trouble, as they're known. I don't think, I mean, now that's what they're known, Double Trouble. Also, we rebranded Jordan Kalish as Deese Goulash. He likes goulash.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. He'll run with it.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. He already has two emails into Sam. Like, when are these shirts ready?
Yeah. The king of branding. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. The king of jaunt as well. Okay. anything else, Akiva?
No, this was a delight and a pleasure. Sam, you did a great job this week. Good job by you. And
thank you,
we'll be back with the best of next week and with grievances in 2 weeks. And thank you for spending the year with us.
Okay. All right. And then, so Akiva, is it specific music for the outro? I think I have to, I think I have only the musical intro ready to go to play. So I'll work on that for one more time in 2021. We'll bring you the sweet sounds of Alexander Chester here as we close out 2021. We'll be back with the best of 2021 on our next episode, and then in 2 weeks, the airing of the grievances. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
Here come the men in black. Men in black won't let you remember. All right, check it. Let me tell you this in closing. Although it might seem imposing, but trust me, if we ever show in your section, believe me, it's for your own protection. Because we see things that you need not see, and we be places that you need not be. So go with your life, forget the Roswell crap, show love to the black suit, because that's the man in, that's the man in. Here come the man in black, here they come, Galaxy Defenders. Here come the man in black, here they come.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.